This afternoon marks the end of the first chapter of the Tony Harper era at Hastings College. 60 minutes is all that remains as seniors on both sides will be suiting up for the last time.
It's a difficult day for both sides, whether you're home or away, playing that last football game, because, you know, there's nothing quite like football, a different deal. And to play that last game and that finality there, it makes it tough.
For the Hastings College Broncos, it's one final opportunity to leave it all on the field and end their careers with a win.
You know, this can go one of two ways. It can unite this team and point us in the right direction. We've got great senior leadership, and they've had a couple deals after practice where, let's go, fellas. We got a game to do this weekend against Nebraska Wesleyan.
The Broncos, so perfect at home but winless on the road, have one more chance as they travel to Lincoln to take on the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. It's the final game of the season. It's a rivalry matchup between the Broncos and Prairie Wolves, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Live from Abel Stadium, the KHAS radio broadcast team, Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College football for you this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS. Great matchup here as Hastings College gets set to renew their football rivalry with the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you today. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Both of these teams 5-4 on the season. Both of these teams 4-4. Jimmy in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but it's Nebraska Wesleyan. It's Hastings. These guys look forward to playing each other each and every year, and this year is no different.
Well, the one thing about it, I think the last couple of years, it seems like the score has ended 7-3. It has been a very low-scoring defensive battle when these two teams have gotten together in the last few years. And you look at the Nebraska Wesleyan coming into this game, I think Brian Keller said it in the pregame show, that just really has been riddled by injuries all season long. I think you've got a number of as many running backs and wide receivers, guys that have thrown the football around this season for Nebraska Wesleyan. So they've really had to install a lot of two and three deep guys into their roster for this season. A lot of them are back for a possibility to play in this last game here against Hastings College. But definitely a tall order here for Hastings coming off that loss last week up in Orange City. Two good quarters of football and two really bad quarters of football. And Hastings College back to the drawing board last week, and I think Coach Harper and the staff have the guys ready to go.
Listen to this. 18 different guys from Nebraska Wesleyan have carried the football this year. 18 of them. Six guys have thrown passes on this roster, and 19 different guys have caught a pass. So that's just an indication of how many injuries Wesleyan has had. But like you said, a lot of those guys are back here today for the final ball game of the 2011 season with Hastings College. Going to be a great day weather-wise in Lincoln today. Partly sunny skies. Temp is going to be at 57 degrees, and the winds will be out of the north at 11 miles per hour. This is the 98th meeting in this series between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Broncos lead the all-time series 47-43-7. So Hastings looking to add to that total here this afternoon. It won't be easy. Hastings, it's been pretty well documented, has had some problems on the road this season. In fact, the Broncos are 0-4 on the road this year. They are 5-0 at home, and their losing streak on the road dates back to last season. Hastings has not won a game on the road since the middle part of October of the 2010 season. So Hastings trying to get that monkey off of their backs here, and this is the final chance here this afternoon against the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, and a lot of seniors for Hastings College will go out today with their last game in a Bronco uniform. We'll talk about the uniforms, get it out of the road. We're in our all-whites again. We've talked about that all season long as coaching staff has gone to the red bottoms, to the white bottoms, all whites here today. Nebraska Wesleyan, by the way, will be in their brown pants, brown jerseys, and gold helmets today. But, again, Mike, just really trying to regroup and at least get a win on the road. I've even changed my garb around a little bit, went with a lighter-colored Hastings College jacket today. So trying to do anything we can to get the Broncos a road win. It has been a long time, seems like forever. I think Coach Harper even asked you, when was the last time we won a road game? It has been a long, long time ago.
Hastings sitting at 5-4 in the season, 4-4 in the conference. So with a win here, it would push them into the upper half of the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the 2011 season and better the mark from a year ago. Hastings was 5-5 last year. So hopefully Hastings can grab a win here this afternoon against Nebraska Wesleyan. We will tell you there will be some different guys in the ball game today. Head coach Tony Harper had a kind of a rugged week with the football team this week, and a couple of guys were dismissed from the football team. I guess the most highly visible guy is a brand-new kicker for Hastings. Johnny Garcia has been dismissed from the team. He'll be replaced out there this afternoon by a guy called Lucas Tomlinson, a guy who's seen just limited playing time. So hopefully this maybe doesn't come down to a potential game-winning field goal. We got a new kicker out there, Lucas Tomlinson. A couple of other guys that are no longer with the squad include Clayton Dean and Victor Sapp. Also, Terry Waiters no longer on the team, and Kyle Carruthers. Those guys have been dismissed from the team because of a violation of team rules is what they officially termed it as. So those guys are not involved with the Broncos here this afternoon. We'll give you the starting lineups brought to you this afternoon by Witt Plumbing of Hastings, 1726 North Kansas. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. For offense, Hastings this afternoon, John Dostal will get a start at quarterback, although we expect to see Matt Overmiller sometime during the first quarter. They have got a pre-described series that they're going to put Matt Overmiller in despite what's going on in the field. So Matt's going to get some reps here today for Hastings College, but John Dostal will get the start, the 5'11", 185-pound junior out of Omaha Gross. Zach Beatty, the fullback, the senior from Colorado Springs. Keenan Blige will be the tailback, the junior out of Peyton, Colorado. At tight end will be Tyler Mertens, the junior from Waverly, in addition to Zane Anstein, the junior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Mike Novicki, the senior from Columbus Stotus, will be your X-wide receiver. The Z-wide receiver is going to be Travis Brown, the senior from Fremont Bergen. And across the front, no changes up there for Hastings. Josh Watchhorn will be at center, the sophomore out of Ponca. Jesus Uribe, the senior from San Jose, California, will be at left guard. At right guard will be Derek Whipple, the junior from Parker, Colorado. At right tackle, the senior from Omaha Gross, Tom Van Hott. And at left tackle will be Tanner Paxton, the freshman out of Lincoln North Star. Hastings on defense this afternoon will go with John Melise, the junior from Fremont Bergen. Also Chad Hartman, the freshman out of Gibbon, and Chase Langenberg, the senior out of Windside, Nebraska, on the defensive line. The linebackers today will be Quincy Johnson, the freshman out of Oklahoma City, Indiana Jones, the senior from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Alec Diffendaffer, the senior from Berthoud, Colorado, and also Tyson Burrish, the senior from East Butler. And in the defensive backfield for Hastings today, Zach Carlton, the senior out of Colorado Springs, Riley Nicola, the senior from Hastings St. Cecilia, and Garrett Griffith, a sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. We'll check the starters for Nebraska Wesleyan right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
All right, Nebraska Wesleyan will go with Ethan Myers at quarterback here this afternoon. He's a senior from Aurora, Colorado. The running back is going to be Jordan Delbaugh. He's just a little guy, 5'4", 175 pounds, a junior from Inglewood, California. The fullback is going to be Nick Lovell, a 5'9", 200-pound freshman. The tight end, a good one, Matt Edwards, 6'2", 245, a senior out of Gretna. The split end will be Dalton Tyfault. He's a junior out of Shelton, Nebraska. Joe Manley will be your flanker, a senior from Lincoln Christian. Up there on the offensive line, you've got Garrett Beebe, also Caleb Armstrong, Ryan Beebe, Mitch Manzer, and also Sam Rickaby. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for football this afternoon, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan.
Woods rise and rise up from the perilous fight. For the rampart we watched was so gallantly seen. And the red ribbon of the bastion gave proof from a night that our flag was sealed.
So the flag of the national anthem as we get set for football action here this afternoon. We'll give the defensive starters for Nebraska Wesleyan. Nate Straley will be one of the down linemen. Josh Knight will be right alongside him, the senior out of Central City. And Corey Cutnell will be the other down lineman, a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. And then Russell Walton, the junior out of Franklin, we'll say about him coming up. He's been a mainstay over here for Nebraska Wesleyan, one of those defensive end positions. Linebackers Tanner Smith, a senior from Seward. Brett Kotzer is a junior from Ewing, Nebraska. Trent Friesen, a senior from Nebraska Omaha, a transfer. And the defensive backfield for Nebraska Wesleyan, it's going to be Johnny Hauer in for the injured Cody Eiler at left cornerback. Hauer is a sophomore out of Millard West. Zach Hoy, a senior from Waverly. Seth Wardine, a freshman out of Grand Island Central Catholic. And Tyler Schultz, a senior from Wood River. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. So it's the Broncos and the Prairie Wolves here this afternoon. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. You've got Dakota Wesleyan playing at Midland. Briar Cliff is at Morningside. Northwestern is at Dort. Doan is at Concordia today. All the games kicking off at 1 o'clock. Morningside right now on top of the conference. They are sitting at 7-1. Northwestern is second, tied with Doan at 6-2. Those two teams also have a shot at maybe qualifying for the NAIA National Playoffs, and the pairings are announced tomorrow. Hastings is currently sitting at 4-4 in the conference, tied with Midland and also Nebraska Wesleyan. Concordia is at 3-5, Briar Cliff at 1-7, and Dort is at 0-8. So we're set to go. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon. Looks like the Prairie Wolves have won the toss. They're going to defer to the second half, and Hastings will probably get the football here to begin things in Lincoln. We're at Able Stadium in a brand-new renovation, and it's good for us, Jimmy. They've completely redone the press box facilities here in Lincoln and some nice digs. A couple of years ago, we were stationed up on top of this joint. Right now, we're in the friendly confines of Able Stadium today.
Yeah, very nice renovation they have done here. The former press box, they actually used part of it, but it only went from about the 45 to the other 45. Not a very big one, and we were on top of each other and then literally just moved to the top of the press box bearing the elements out there a few years ago. But, yeah, this is a nice facility they have put on up here. They've got restroom facilities up here and very spacious, and we're just nice and comfy here sitting right about at the 35-yard line.
This is going to be, I guess, officially dedicated at halftime of the football game here this afternoon. A grant provided by the Gardner Foundation, who also put in a brand-new scoreboard here at Able Stadium. So some nice digs, and we understand the field turf is going to be replaced in the next year or so. So a very nice facility here on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan. And I think this is the first time all season long we've had the offensive coordinator for Hastings College. He's in our booth right beside us with a glass window between us and him. So we're going to see the operation here right beside us.
We're going to watch her. I'm just shoulders against shoulders here with offensive coordinator Dave Camara. So he come in, he kind of signaled to the sheet. So we're going to kind of watch how this does. We may get a call in here before this game is over. And that would be scary.
Yeah, let us call a couple of plays, and he can come over here and maybe call a couple of plays for us.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice trade-off, wouldn't it?
Boy, yeah.
All right, so Hastings is going to get the ball to begin the football game here this afternoon. Again, a gorgeous day here in Lincoln. Temp in the upper 50s, 57 degrees to be exact, and the Broncos will get the ball first to begin the ball game here this afternoon. It's going to be Nate Arnold, Tyson Burris, Riley Nicola dropping back deep for the Broncos, where he's set to go, trying to get this monkey off of our back. No road win since October of last year.
Well, and I know that nobody wants this more than the guys down on the far sidelines in the white jerseys and the coaching staff. They just exactly, Mike, want to get that monkey off their back. But again, coming in this game, the leading return guy as far as kickoff returns go, Tyson Burris, who was installed into that a few games back, has been a monster on defense. 67 tackles coming into this ball game. Also leads the way, averaging over 31 yards a kickoff return. So Burris has really been a good additive for Tony Harper and his crew returning, and it's going to be Burris that's going to field it at the 2.
All right, he's back to the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Breaks it outside to the 45, to the 50, down to sideline, 45, 40, 35, 30. Stays in bounds, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Tyson Burris returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown.
outstanding. We just mentioned him, the leading return guy in the GPAC conference as far as kickoff returns go. And Tyson Burch had a nice hole off the right side. He hit it about the 20-yard line, picked up a couple of nice blocks, and then did a couple of little jiggy steps down here at the 30-yard line, shook a defender, and was able to take it in 97 yards. And the Broncos on the board early here with 14:45 left to go, 15 seconds in. And the Broncos are on the board here.
All right, here's our new kicker in there now this afternoon for the PAT, Lucas Tomlinson. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Tyson Burge returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown to shock the hometown fans. Hastings College has got to lead 15 seconds into the ballgame. 14:45 to play in the first quarter. It's Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Schaub back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln, and bam, pow, boom, bang, just like that. It is 7-0. Hastings College has the lead.
Well, and he has been a great attribute to this football team this year. The transfer coming back from Northern Colorado, we've talked about him all season long. He was a Bronco a couple of years ago and then transferred to Northern Colorado. Then when Tony Harper was announced that he was taking over the program, Tyson Burch wanted to come back here. He wanted to play for Tony Harper, and that was once the announcement was made, he was the first guy that he called, and he has been a nice part of the defense and special teams here this year.
All right, here's Earhart bringing the ball back now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He didn't have the same result as he brings the ball up to about the 30, 31-yard line where he is spilled right there. It'll be first down and 10 for Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Wesleyan offense here, Jimmy, not as potent as we have seen in the past couple of weeks as some of our opponents. Wesleyan is number 9 in the conference as far as total offense is concerned, 251 yards per ball game. They are 8th in rushing offense. They are 8th in passing offense. They are number 6 in scoring offense. They're averaging about 27.3 yards per ball game. And their quarterback is Ethan Myers. He's 5'11", 215 pounds, a senior from Aurora, Colorado. They will go with a couple of wide receivers split out to the left side. One lone setback behind the quarterback in Myers. And they're going to hand the ball away here across the 35, plowing his way out to the 38-yard line. That's the little guy there, Jordan Delbaugh. Tackle is made by John Malise, the 225-pound junior from Fremont Bergen. Delbaugh is 5'4", 175 pounds, a junior from Inglewood, Colorado, maybe at 5'4". He's a little guy.
Yeah, you look at him in amongst the Hastings College defense, Indiana Jones, John Malise, and them, they are absolute monsters compared to Delbaugh.
All right, here's a pitch. They're going to fake the ball now to Delbaugh. Myers is going to run the ball himself as he gets away. Poor tackling here by Hastings across the 45, out to about the 49, 50-yard line. Aaron Verlinde finally brings down the quarterback, Ethan Myers, but several Broncos have their hands on the quarterback there at about the 49. He's actually at the 45, and he squirts loose up to about the 49-yard line. That's going to be a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan.
And Nebraska Wesleyan very quick to the line of scrimmage here as they're nearing the 50-yard line, but a nice run there by Myers, 12 yards on a bunch of busted tackles for Hastings College.
First down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves, working right to left here in the first quarter of play. Myers throws the ball near his side, and a catch made here down at the Hastings College 47. That's Dalton Tyfault. Tyfault that makes his 13th reception of the season. He's a junior out of Shelton, Nebraska, 6'2", 200-pounder for the Prairie Wolves. That was a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball in Hastings College territory at the 47. Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Ethan Myers up under center. One back in the backfield. Pitch back. Here it comes at the 45-yard line, down to the 40-yard line of Hastings. And they're going to have enough for a first down as they pitch the ball back. Now we're going to see a ton of guys in the football game running the football. That was a Delbaugh again. Tackle was made by Alec Diffendaffer of Hastings College. And as we look at the stats and got ready for this ball game, 18 different guys have carried the ball so far this season for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's a first down and 10. Prairie Wolves have the ball. This is their opening possession of the ball game. They've got it down here at the Hastings College 40. Wide receiver split out to the right side. Now a man goes in motion out to the far side. Myers is going to swing the ball out to him. He grabs it at the 40, 35, 30, 25, and run out of bounds. Swinging the ball out there. They get it out to Dustin Bryant, number 24. Tackle is made by Aaron Verlinde of Hastings downfield by Nebraska Wesleyan, very effectively moving the ball down the field against the Hastings College defense. They have pushed it down to the 28-yard line. First down for the Wolves.
Nice gain for the Prairie Wolves there of 11 yards. That is the third first down on this drive as they pushed it down in deeper territory into Hastings College territory at the 28.
Here's a Dalbaugh again right between the two hash marks. He just plows ahead here across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in a play by that junior running back from Inglewood, California. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College, and making the stop there for the Broncos was Tyson Palacios, who was into the ball game for Hastings. So Tony Harper's settling some guys in on defense now. A second down, 5 yards to go. Ball is at the 23-yard line of Hastings College. Here's Myers, pitched back to a dull ball, trying to get outside. He eludes one man at the 20, still on his feet, takes it down to the 16-yard line. As a dull ball is brought down there by Hastings, that's Garrett Griffith, and in the stop for the Broncos. So they go to Jordan Delbaugh again. And Nebraska Wesleyan, Jimmy, just moving the ball right against this Hastings College defense. The Prairie Wolves pick up another first down at the Hastings 18-yard line.
27 yards already for Delbaugh on 4 carries. That is the fourth first down. And Tony Harper not happy on that far sidelines as the Prairie Wolves have it down at the Broncos' 17-yard line.
Here's Ethan Myers, play action pass. He wants to throw the ball, lofts it out there. The ball's going to be overhead of his intended receiver in the end zone. Hastings had a couple of defenders back there. That was thrown over the head of the intended receiver. That was the tight end, Matt Edwards. They like him down here in the red zone. Edwards with 26 catches for 359 yards. A couple of touchdowns for the Prairie Wolves. That one was overthrown by Ethan Myers. It's incomplete, and it's now second down and 10.
And Myers had to get rid of that on his back foot. He had Tyson Burrish, who was coming on the blitz, was able to get in there and put a big blow on Myers, and that pass goes incomplete. Second and 10 here. Ball still at the 17.
They're in the shotgun formation now. They hand the ball away to Adelbon. He can't shake the defender right there as Garrett Griffith comes in for Hastings College to nail him at the 15-yard line. Also, Quincy Johnson. Johnson, a big old powerful linebacker in there for Hastings, the freshman out of Oklahoma City, the former powerlifting champion. Gets the tackle there for Hastings College. That was a pickup of only 2 yards in the play. Now the Prairie Wolves, Jimmy, looking at third down and 8.
Yeah, the Bronco defense flexing their muscles a little bit. Did we ever get a result on that powerlifting competition that you and Quincy were supposed to have? That was after the Doan game.
He was about ready to pick me up instead. Third down and 8 yards to go. Ball's down here at the 15-yard line of Hastings College. Ethan Myers has got the ball. He backs up. He sets in the pocket. Now he's being flushed out of here. Comes on the near side. Throws the ball. It's going to be caught. That's Delbaugh down there at the 10-yard line. So a short gain. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones for Hastings College. That was a pickup of about 6 yards. They needed more like 8. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. We're going to have a field goal attempt coming up from Nebraska Wesleyan. Steven Anderson is the field goal kicker for Nebraska Wesleyan. He is 9 out of 12 on field goals so far this year. They'll hit this one from the near side hash mark. This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt. Ball is down. The kick is up. End over end. Sailing toward the uprights. It is good. So a field goal is good by Steven Anderson, and Nebraska Wesleyan is on the scoreboard here. We've got 10 points scored already, Jimmy, in the first quarter in what was expected to be a low-scoring game here today. A 27-yard field goal banged through the uprights by Steven Anderson. We've got 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's now Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 7-3 is the score. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan as these two teams score out for the 98th time in this historic series. Again, one of the old NIAC series getting together here this afternoon. Last time Tyson Burrish caught the ball, he rumbled 97 yards for a touchdown. We'll see if Steven Anderson will kick to him this time.
Well, we got 10 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and this is usually what our final score is at 7-3 with Hastings leading. Got a wild one going on in Seward as Concordia scored on the first play from scrimmage. They lead Doan 7-0.
And they're not going to kick the ball to him. Instead, Riley Nicola picks it up, the short man, and Riley returns it back to the 37. So that's probably the last time we're going to see Steven Anderson kick to the deep men here today. As that time it was just a plop down along the ground. It's picked up by Nicola. He brings the ball to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Johnny Hauer on the special teams for the Prairie Wolves. So now Hastings gets to run their first offensive play despite leading here 7-3.
Well, they have been, and we talked about the seniors, Mike, 25 of them. 25 will be suited in these Hastings College colors for the last time here, so hopefully they can put together a good ball game.
First down, 10 yards to go as they hand the ball away to Keenan Balaji. He just crashes forward here to about the 39-yard line, so a pickup of about 2 yards in the play. Keenan Blanche, the ball carrier there for Hastings, the junior out of Peyton, Colorado. Blanche with a 708 yards so far this season, 183 carries. Hastings now quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They'll try to pick up the pace here against Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon. Second down and 7 yards to go. Hastings standing here at the line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line. Dostal backs out of there. Now he calls the play, hands it away again to Blanche across the 40-yard line, 41, 42. Now Hastings going to be looking at a third down situation. So a couple of running plays to Keenan Balazs to start off the ball game. And now Hastings looking at a third down and five situation. They've got their ball on their own 43-yard line. Hastings moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter.
Leaders of the GPAC Morningside on top of Briar Cliff early in the first quarter, 3-0. And by the way, the Cornhuskers on the road. And if you've been living under a rock, you understand what's going on up there. But they are out on top of Penn State 17-0.
All right, so a good start there for the Huskers. Third down here, 5 yards to go. Here's Dostal in the pocket. He's going to be sacked. John Dostal going to be sacked on the play back here at the 38-yard line. So the first pass play there as John Dostal is sacked and getting through there is going to be Russell Walton. That is the defensive end out of Franklin. Walton gets his sixth sack of the season. He's a second-leading ball, actually a second-leading tackler on the team with 63 stops. He had 14 tackles a week ago in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. He gets his first tackle here, and it's going to be a sack on the quarterback, John Dostal. And now Hastings will have to punt the football away. This is Tyler Mertens. He did not have a good day last week against the Northwestern Red Raiders. We'll see what he can do right here. Low snap. Mertens gets it down, gets it away. A low end-over-end kick. They're going to field this one at the 30. Back to the 35. 40 breaks outside. 45 to the 50 inside Bronco territory. 45 down to the 42-yard line. Running the ball back there was Kurt Softley. Softley, a reserve defensive back. Nice return there by Softley, and now the Prairie Wolves have it. First down and 10 yards to go at the Hastings 42-yard line. The tackle is made by Tyson Palacios.
29 yards on the punt from Mertens, 27 on the return. They get the ball inside Bronco territory for the second time today. They've got it down at the 41-yard line, and Wesleyan was able to put up a field goal on that last drive. They were able to put together a 10-play 61-yard drive. The last time they'll have it at the Bronco 41 here. 8:07 left to go in the first quarter.
7-3 is the score. Hastings out on top. Wesleyan gets the ball for the second time. Myers hands the ball away. That's that little scat back again. Delbaum brings it outside the numbers across the 40 down to the 35-yard line of Hastings. Tackle is made by Garrett Griffith again, the sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. But right now, Nebraska Wesleyan running the ball against Hastings College. The Broncos number two in the conference, Jimmy, in rushing defense, allowing only 79.3 yards per ball game, and Wesleyan is chewing it up here against Hastings in the opening quarter.
Well, and they're making some nice holes out there for Delbaugh. Delbaugh already with 35 yards. He gets a carry again.
Yeah, Delbaugh just angles off on the left side. This time he runs right into Indiana Jones down there at about the 32-yard line. But now Nebraska Wesleyan is looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 2 yards to go as the ball is placed down between the 32 and 33-yard line. Nebraska Wesleyan quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They run with a play card system here on the near side. They'll put some pictures out there. They got a couple of guys signaling in plays. They do it in a variety of ways when you want to run this hurry-up offense. They do it a little differently than Hastings College does. Third down and a couple of yards to go. Pitch play to Delbaugh. Delbaugh sweeps left side across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. That's a first down. It's Nebraska Wesleyan offense is much like the Oregon style and the way they signal in plays. Hastings College, not quite that fancy. We've got our own system over there, but basically the same idea. You want to quicken the pace up, and Dombaum picks up the first down there as he brings the ball down to the 28. Impressed by the Nebraska Wesleyan rushing attack so far. We're down to 6:48 to play here in the rapidly moving first quarter. Hastings out on top of the Prairie Wolves by the score of 7-3. Two wide receivers split to the right side. Here's a handoff as they get the ball there to number 24, Dustin Bryant. And Bryant takes it between the center and the right guard, picks up a couple of yards there. As they move the ball down to the 26-yard line, tackle is made by Indiana Jones and Alec Diffendaffer for Hastings College defensively.
Well, and what makes it so tough with Delbaugh, not very big in there. That offensive line is a pretty good size up ahead of Delbaugh. They just get him a little seam, and he's a tough back. I think what Tony called him in the pregame show, he had some out-of-the-crick-bed name for him, but it was pretty wild. But Delbaugh running wild on the Broncos so far, 43 yards.
Second down and 8 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball down here at the Hastings College 28. And there's a nice play there. And a fumble on the play. A big stack up back here. The Broncos say they had the football at the 28-yard line. And the officials step in. They agree. Hastings with a turnover. Hastings recovers the ball. They got it to Dustin Bryant, who coughed up the pig there. Hastings recovers on the play. And let's see, at the bottom of the stack down there for the Broncos is going to be Mason Cooper. Mason Cooper in on the fumble recovery there for Hastings College, and the Broncos get a big turnover just as Wesleyan was marching toward the goal line. Hastings has the ball first down and 10 on their own 29.
And Cooper was the guy that was able to make penetration and put a big stick on Bryant, knocking the ball loose. It fell down to the turf, and then Cooper right there, Johnny on the spot, just grabbed it with his big old meat hook and brought it in. So the Bronco defense bends a little bit. They give a few more yards, but the offense trots on the field. They still lead 7-3 here late in the first quarter.
Now Donstow play action pass is going to throw it to the near sideline. It's wide open. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40 down the sideline. That's going to be Beatty with the ball as he takes it all the way down to the 29-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan. There was not a man around within 15 yards of Zach Beatty as the fullback comes out of the backfield and gets lost out there, Jimmy. Zach Beatty carries the ball on a reception all the way down to the 30-yard line. Finally, it was Nebraska Wesleyan's and Taylor Gunther down there downfield to knock him down. Hastings with the ball down here at the 30.
That is Beatty's 13th reception for 135 yards. Now that one goes for 40, and they've got it down at the Prairie Wolf 30.
All right, Donstell turns, hands the ball away. Keenan Balazs has got it, and Balazs is hit after a couple of yard gain as he takes the ball down to about the 27-yard line. And the tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan's Seth Wardeen. Seth Wardeen into the stop there. He's a freshman out of Grand Island Central Catholic, a former Crusader in the brown and gold here this afternoon.
More scores from the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan now on top of Midland, 3-0. Lee Fevers has tied the school record for field goals in a season with 9.
All right, so another score from the GPAC. Second down and 7 yards to go. Here's Dostal wants to throw. He's got time. He's got a man out there in the end zone. It is overthrown in the corner of the end zone. They had a man out there. That was Michael Novicki. Dostal threw it a little bit too far there. That was a sure 6 points. Dostal overthrows him into the end zone. It's incomplete. It's 3rd and 7.
Well, we don't have a lot of wind here like we did last week at Orange City. We see the replay on the board there. Dostal had all kinds of time, and Novicki had a good 3 to 4 yards on his defender, but the ball just slightly overthrown. And good to see him trying to get Michael Novicki involved into the offense. Novicki with 166 yards coming in, 3 touchdowns. And the ball just slightly overthrown there. So the Broncos face a 3rd down, 3rd and 7. The ball at the 27.
Here's Dostal, who wants to throw again. A pass across the middle. That's going to be caught by Zane Anstein at the 15-yard line, down to the 10. Hastings College in the red zone. They got the ball down here at the 10-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan. And a little stop is going to be a Taylor Gunther again, number 27 for the Prairie Wolves. But a great job there by Dostal. Finds his man, Zane Anstein, and he's, boy, he's been the target all year long for the Hastings College offense. That is the 23rd reception for the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk.
Yeah, now 232 yards on the season. 1 touchdown for Anstein. That one goes for 17, and we've got penalty flags flying all over. They get the ball down to the Prairie Wolf, 11.
Looks like the preliminary indication is a penalty here on Hastings, illegal procedure. Penalties this year, Hastings number 6 in the conference, averaging about 64 yards per ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan is the least penalized team in the GPAC. They're giving up only 43 yards per ball game as far as penalties are concerned. Hastings gets a 5-yard march off here, and now they go with a spread set with wide receivers to the left and to the right. Dostal in the pistol set here as John sprints out left side, throws the ball, it's going to be intercepted. An ill-advised throw as Dostal throws that one right to a Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolf down at the 8-yard line, and it is picked off there by the Prairie Wolves, and coming up with a pick there for Nebraska Wesleyan was number 14, Brent Kotzer. Kotzer, that is his fifth interception of the season, the junior out of Ewing, Nebraska. And that looked like he was in white, Jimmy. He threw it right to him at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, and you just wonder what John Dostal was looking at over there about the 10-yard line. Tried to get the ball into Travis Brown, the receiver over there. But again, Kotzer, I mean, he didn't even have to make a move on the football. He was right there. The ball came right to him. Kotzer leading the team, 80 tackles, 33 solos, 7 for loss. And again, that is his fifth interception on the season. So they stop the Bronco drive, and they turn around and take over at the 8-yard line.
So the two teams trade turnovers. Now they go back to their rushing game here across the 10-yard line after the 12. Penalty flags go down. This is going to be Dustin Bryant carrying the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan, but a penalty flag down probably in the area of a hold here as the officials make the call here to the near sideline. We're in the first quarter, 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the opening period, Hastings College returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards. Tyson Burris for the touchdown. Then Nebraska Wesleyan comes back, and they kick a 27-yard field goal. That's the way we stand. 7-3 is the score. We're going to have a holding call here, I think, on the left guard, Caleb Armstrong, a sophomore out of Papillion La Vista South. That's going to bring the ball back to a 4-yard line, half the distance to the goal line. So now Nebraska Wesleyan backed up here. First down, 14 yards to go. Ball is on their own 4. Ethan Myers, the quarterback, stands in the gun. Feet in the end zone. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. Hands away to Bryant. He's across the 5-yard line to the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And he's finally brought down. Chase Langenberg into the stop there for Hastings College. Indiana Jones helping out as well. At the 10, they bring him down. So they move the ball from the 4 out to the 10. A pickup of 6 yards in the play. But Wesleyan, because of the penalty, still looking at 2nd down and 8 yards to go. Prairie Wolves working from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Sunshiny day today in Lincoln with temp in the upper 50s. Enjoying a pleasant day for the final game of the 2011 season here for Hastings College. Broncos show blitz. And here they come. Here's a pass swung out here. It's going to be overthrown. Trying to get the ball to Bryant over here in coverage for Hastings with Zach Carlton. But the Broncos coming with a blitz there. And Myers could not thread the needle out here on the outside. It's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up 3rd down. 3rd down and 8 yards to go for the Prairie Wolves.
Well, again, good penetration there by the Bronco front line, able to get in there and get a hand up in Myers' face. And he threw that one a little quicker than he wanted to. He was trying to get that swing pass out there and just clearly overthrew the intended receiver. So with 3:19 left to go here in the first quarter, Broncos still on top, 7-3. And we've got a 3rd and 8 here for the Prairie Wolves.
Ball is right at the 10-yard line. Myers waiting for the snap. He's got it here from the shotgun. The Broncos come with pressure. Myers throws the ball to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down here to Dalton Tyfold again. That ball was underthrown over here in coverage for Hastings with Zach Carlton. And Nebraska Wesleyan will go 3 plays and out. They'll have to punt the football away. Now the Broncos will get good field position after John Dostal throws the interception down here in the Nebraska Wesleyan red zone.
Well, the Bronco defense able to flex their muscles there and come up with a stop. Riley Nichol is going to go back along with Tyson Burrish. We'll see if they elect to kick to Burrish. He had that opening kickoff return for a touchdown.
Here comes the boot now, and looks like it's going to be Riley Nicola getting a chance here at the 43. He's back to the 50-yard line. Breaks outside to the 45, to the 40, and he is knocked down here at the 38-yard line. So great field position here for Hastings College as Riley Nicola brings the punt back to the 38. Tackle is made in there by number 19. That is a Sheldon Bowens. Sheldon Bowens into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. So it's first down, 10 yards to go. Football, they're going to put her down right at the 39. Broncos moving from our left to our right with a 7-3 lead here in this first quarter.
47 on the punt, 16 on the return by Riley Nicola. They get the ball into Prairie Wolf territory. It is at the 39-yard line. New quarterback in, by the way.
Yeah, Matt Overmiller in there now for Hastings College as he takes the ball for a yard down to about the 37. That's Keenan Balazs carrying the ball there. So Matt Overmiller was expected to play here in the first quarter. They had a set series of plays that he was going to run, and that's what he's out there doing right now. As John Dostal ran the first 2 series there this afternoon, and now Matt Overmiller, the freshman out of Adams Central, is in there for the Broncos. It's 2nd down and 8 yards to go. Matt hands the ball away. That's Balazs as he crashes across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brent Kotzer, the middle linebacker for Nebraska Wesleyan. So now the Broncos are looking at a 3rd down situation here. 3rd down and about 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 34. Matt may have been knocked around a little bit last week at Northwestern. He's got a little protective cover on his right arm, protecting that elbow on his right arm.
Well, he got in there late last week, and they put a lot of pressure on Overmiller, welcoming him to the GPAC, and a tough loss up there in Orange City.
He's going to throw the football. Oh, he got smacked from behind there. Coming from the backside, Russell Walton, the Franklin native again. He gets his second sack of the ball game, and he comes from the blind side and knocks down Overmiller. That's the second sack of the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Overmiller is jolted down at the 43-yard line, and the Broncos will have to punt.
Boy, and a big, big hit by the Franklin Flyer as he comes from the backside. Overmiller didn't even have a clue that Walton was coming. He laid the wood to him. That was a loss of nine. So now Hastings College, that had good field position, now they have to punt it away. Tyler Merton's in to do the duties.
Now it's getting down to what we're used to in Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings series. Huh? Defensive battles. Here's the kick. That one may have been tipped here at the line of scrimmage, and comes to the right side, and not a very good kick. Goes out of bounds. I think Wesleyan maybe got their hands on it there as the ball comes fluttering to the near side. It goes out of bounds. The officials will spot the football here at the 23-yard line. That's a punt of only 19 yards. And the guy getting through there, I think, was Eric Richards, number six for Nebraska Wesleyan. So now the Prairie Wolves will get the football. First down and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Wesleyan this year has blocked four punts. They have blocked six field goals, and they have blocked one point after touchdown. So they know how to get to the football, and I think they got a little piece of that one. Here's Myers. He wants to throw the football. Stands in the pocket forever. Delivers a pass to the far sideline. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. The catch is made out here at the 35-yard line. Nice grab there by Dalton Tyfault. And the receiver is popped out of bounds there by Kane Ellenberg for Hastings College. But a nice pickup here to the 35-yard line and a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan.
That is a 12-yard gain for the Prairie Wolves. Got some more scores around the GPAC coming in. Northwestern and Dort tied up in the first quarter, 7-7. And Morningside leads Briarcliff in the first quarter, 10-0.
All right, it's 7-3 here. Hastings College with the lead. Here's a pitchback that's going to come to Bryant. Eludes a man. Across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Penalty flags go down. Tackle is made in there by Chase Langenberg for Hastings College. But we've got a penalty flag here for Nebraska Wesleyan. I think the Prairie Wolves are going to be guilty of their second flag here in the ballgame. And that's the case. They are retreating in their own territory here. Down to 42 seconds to play. Going back to the special teams for Nebraska Wesleyan. Last week in their ball game against Dakota Wesleyan, they blocked three punts in one game. Three punts. They blocked a field goal and also tackled the punter twice on the two punts. So we're going to have to look out. They are very, very good on those special teams.
Well, we always set three guys right in front of Tyler Mertens. When the ball is snapped back to him, they close up that hole. But, again, there was a lot of penetration in there, and it forced Tyler Mertens to not get a good didn't get a lot of meat on the football there, and it was a poor kick. So we're going to have to be a little bit quicker. They're going to get in there and block it today.
All right, so penalty on Nebraska Wesleyan. Moves the ball back here to the 25-yard line. First down, 20 yards to go. Here's Myers in the pocket. He's got a run with it now across the 25 out to the 30-yard line. So a pickup of 5 yards on the play as the quarterback there, Ethan Myers, has to run with a football. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College. It'll be on Mason Cooper. Mason Cooper gets the stop there for the Broncos, number 56. And now we're down to 6 seconds to play. That's probably going to be the final play of the first quarter. Yes, it is, as Nebraska Wesleyan will come over to the sideline and talk with head coach Brian Keller. So the first quarter in the books here this afternoon, a 97-yard kickoff return by Tyson Bursch, a 27-yard field goal by Steven Hansen of Nebraska Wesleyan. And after one quarter, it's Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln this afternoon. 7-3 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan has got it here on second down. 16 yards to go as we begin quarter number two. Here's Myers, his pass across the middle is going to be caught at the 35, breaks outside to the 40, to the 45-yard line, to the 46. That's Joe Manley, the flanker, the senior out of Lincoln Christian on the reception there, brought down at the 46-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan. Tackle is made in there by Zach Carlton for Hastings defensively. That is a first down as they convert on a third and 16 situation for the Wolves.
That is first down number seven for the Prairie Wolves here in the ballgame. We look at the first quarter stats. Nebraska Wesleyan, 21 offensive plays, 98 yards. Hastings College, 11 offensive plays, 457 yards.
All right, so the Prairie Wolves on the move now. They got the ball on their own 46-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a pitch back. It's going to come to Bryant. Bryant sneaks outside, puts his head down, drives it to the 50, where he is driven into the turf there by Indiana Jones and Tyson Bursch. Boy, you want those guys on your side if they're ever hanging out together, Indiana Jones and Tyson Bursch. They could wrestle a steer down to the ground with no problem.
Yeah, they're definitely some animals. They've been a big part of this Bronco defense. We was able to get to the stadium and just watch the back end of practice last night. Noticed Indiana Jones with a gold helmet on last night. Not sure what that's all about. Maybe you know.
Hold on here. This is a pitch back here, and the Broncos stuffed this one. A pitch back, a sweep to the left side, and he is stuffed immediately by Tyson Palacios for the Broncos defense. We got a penalty flag down again. This one goes on Wesleyan. That's their third penalty of the day already. The least penalized team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference being hit by the yellow hanky early in this one. It's second down and about 6 yards to go. That play went for about a yard loss as they try the pitch play to Bryant to the wide side of the field. Palacios was right there for the Broncos defensively, and now the officials discussing things with the Broncos defensive captains, and it looks like it's going to be another penalty here on Nebraska Wesleyan, maybe a hold, and Gino has got Garrick Beebe, the left tackle, as the guilty party here as they march the ball back toward the Nebraska Wesleyan the goal line here. They're going to bring the ball back all the way to the 34, where Wesleyan will be looking at a second down situation, second down and long following the penalty on Nebraska Wesleyan. Actually, now he picks up the ball. He's going to move it all the way back to the 30-yard line. Wow, that's a big penalty. A 15-yard penalty marched off there on Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves have the ball first down and a mile and a half to go from the 30-yard line. So 13 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in quarter number two, a 7-3 ball game. Wesleyan is hit with a penalty here. It's now second down in 26 yards to go from the 30. Now the officials stepping in one more time. Now what do they have here? They got some more problems.
Well, you mentioned the least penalized team in the G-Pack. That is three penalties now for 34 yards against Nebraska Wesleyan. And, yeah, the three officials stand at about the 22-yard line. And
they're trying to figure out something here. Like, where we're going to have supper later on tonight or what?
Could be. Go back to that gold helmet. I know that the players on Fridays,
yeah,
it is a tradition to wear their high school,
yep,
jerseys. I do know that. That was kind of a colorful thing out there yesterday. But the gold helmet?
Probably his old high school helmet, I would imagine.
I tell you what, he can wear the gold helmet.
Yeah, that's what the Broncos do in their walkthrough and their light scrimmage on Fridays. They all wear their old high school jerseys, I guess any other high school attire they want to wear. So
yeah,
he was out there in a gold helmet yesterday. Looked like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So second down, now they're going to bring the ball back to the 35-yard line. They stepped off a little bit too much there on the Nebraska Wesleyan as they move the ball up to the 35. Here's a quick throw on the near side, and that baby is read perfectly, but he makes the reception here at the 40-yard line. Hastings nearly got a pick right there. Zach Carlton had a nice break on the ball there for Hastings and nearly picked that baby off, but the pass is complete at the 40. Finally, Riley Nicola in on the stop for Hastings College, but Zach Carlton read that one beautifully, did not get there soon enough.
Yeah, that was just a quick swing pass over to the edge there to Delbaugh. Wiggler Waggler.
That's what he called him.
Wiggler Waggler.
That's what Tony
called
him.
We have learned so many new names, I can't wait. I'm already ready for next year.
Third down here. Third down and about 15 yards to go for Nebraska Wesleyan. Working from our left to our right here at Able Stadium in Lincoln. Here's Myers. He wants to throw. Pressure by the Broncos. Now Myers has got to scramble out of there. He's going to be hit at the 42. The ball comes loose. Let's see. The officials say no, his knee was down at the 42-yard line. The Broncos all over the football there. But now Nebraska Wesleyan is going to have to punt the football away. And now we got an injured Bronco down here at the 42. An injured Bronco down here at the 42-yard line. And that could be, Garrett Griffith down there.
Well, and that, you hate to speculate, but Griffith was trying to dive in. If you watch the replay, watch as he comes in right there, and it just kind of jammed his neck back up, and he is laying flat on his back. He is moving his arms, but as you watch the replay on there, really snapped his neck back, and they're tending to him down in front of the Wesleyan bench.
All right, so Garrett Griffith is the injured player here for Hastings, and we've got a benefit of the replay here at Able Stadium. They've got the instant replay up on the big board, and it looks like when he dove in there to try to grab the ball, he also went helmet to helmet with somebody, and they jammed his neck down there. His trainer Mel is out for the first time here this afternoon. We'll take a break, 12 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half. It's still Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, here's the punt now by Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go out of bounds here on the near sideline, and it's not a very good punt either, kicking in this direction. That's a punt of only 24 yards by Kelby Vandenberg, and Hastings will get good field position. First down and 10, the market here, right about the 40. Garrett Griffith got up, and he ran off of the field under his own power. That trainer, Mel, she's got magical powers, doesn't she?
Yeah.
All she's got to do is come out, and all of a sudden I feel much, much better. I'll get up and run to the sideline.
Yeah, she grabbed a hold of the palm of his hand, whispered a few things to him, and he pops right up like a Pop-Tart out of the toaster.
All right, here's Dostal back in there, a quarterback. His pass across the middle is caught by Zane Anstein, 45-40, 35-30, down in the center of the field at the 25-yard line, and he fumbles the football, and Nebraska Wesleyan is on top of it. A big pass play right in the center of the field. Dostal gets the ball to Zane Anstein, and Anstein had the ball ripped out of his hands down there at the 25-yard line. Zach Hoy falls on top of it for the Prairie Wolves, and a bad, bad break there for the Broncos.
Boy, and they have been able to get Zane Anstein open across the middle of the field. We watch it on replay again. It travels 42 yards as they take the football all the way down to the 25-yard line, but then again, a hand come in there, knocked the football loose, and Dave Kamara is besides himself as they were going to be good field position. And Zane's with a couple of receptions in the ball game, 59 yards, but he fumbles that one away.
That's his second turnover for Hastings College. They had an interception earlier back in the first quarter. Here's Ethan Byers. He's back on the attack now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He runs to the far sideline, and he's popped out of bounds. Wanted to throw the ball, but he runs out of real estate. Alec Diffendaffer over there for Hastings College defensively. So Hastings was on the move with a big pass play to the tight end, Zane Anstein, but Zane fumbles the football away, and the Prairie Wolves offense back out of the field. As Hastings defense has been on the field quite a bit here in this first half.
Well, they have been, and they've given up a few yardage. We talked about it in the at the end of the first quarter, 98 yards here in the second quarter. They've got 9 rushing, 16 passing, as the Prairie Wolves face a second down and 8.
There's Myers. He swings the ball out here. There's Bryant with the ball again at the 30, 35, and he's knocked out of bounds. We have seen a ton of Dustin Bryant in the ball game here today. Again, their featured back was Jordan Delbaugh. He hasn't been out there much here as of late. However, he's out there right now. Tyson Burris into the stop for Hastings College as he runs him out of bounds over here. That was a pickup all the way out to the 36-yard line. It's going to be a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan. 7-3 is the score. The Prairie Wolves are trailing here in the ball game. Hastings looking for their first road win since October of 2010. We've lost 6 games in a row, including 4 this year on the road. Hastings with the lead right now. There's Myers, hands the ball away to Delbon. The little guy can't get through there as he brings it to about the 39 where the Broncos slam him to the turf. A pickup of 3 yards in a play. Alec Diffendaffer and another stop there for Hastings College. So now what we've got, a timeout here as Nebraska Wesleyan has brought the ball to the 39. They're going to be looking at a second down situation. Second down and about, 7 yards to go as play is being held up momentarily here. And now we're ready to go. They'll wind the clock as Nebraska Wesleyan will come up to the line of scrimmage on second down and 7 yards to go. Football is at their own 39-yard line, moving from our left to our right here this afternoon. Here's Myers. He wants to throw the ball, airs it out. He's got a man out there and underthrows him. Joe Manley, the intended receiver back there at about the 40-yard line of Hastings. He had Zach Carlton in the area. Tyson Palacios is back there. Aaron Verlinde back there for the Broncos. Incomplete pass, and it's now third down and 7 yards to go.
That is the 11th pass attempt today for Myers. His totals today, 55 yards so far passing. We talked about Delbaugh, the little guy, 10 carries, 52 yards already for Nebraska Wesleyan, and they will face a third and seven here. The ball almost at midfield. They'll call it the 49-yard line.
How about the 39?
39, yeah, they got 49 on the board there.
So it's now third down here. Here's a play-action pass. Myers sprints out left side. Myers directing traffic. He's at the 40, 45, 15. He's crushed out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. It's going to be enough for a first down. So the quarterback scrambles with the ball over there. Gets it down to the 48. Now he sings with another player slow in getting up over there. That's Tyson Palacios over there right in the Bronco bench area. He gets to his feet. He will check out here. But that's a first down for Nebraska Wesleyan. They've got it on a quarterback scramble down at the 49-yard line of Hastings.
That is the ninth first down for the Prairie Wolves. They now have it into Bronco territory, now at the 49-yard line.
All right, 11:08 to play here in the first half, 7-3. Hastings with the lead. Here's Myers with the ball. He's going to run it again. Myers across the 50, down to the Hastings College 47, as he is jarred down at the 47-yard line. Just a short pickup there of about 2 yards. Tackle is made in there by Quincy Johnson again. The good-looking freshman Oklahoma City linebacker there for the Broncos. A pickup of only 2 yards in a play, second down and about 8 yards to go.
Well, we talk about Nebraska Wesleyan and how they've kept the Hastings College defense out on the field an awful lot. 29 offensive plays already run for Nebraska Wesleyan.
And this is going to be number 30 right here. It's going to be a handoff to Delbaugh. Delbaugh doesn't find much right there. He gets about a yard maybe as he takes it right up to the center of the field, runs into Alec Diffendaffer. Diffendaffer at 238 pounds, 5'10". Delbaugh is at 175 pounds and 5'4". And the little guy thrown to the turf by the big guy out there. That's going to bring up a third down and 8 situation. Third down and 8 with 10 minutes to play here in the second quarter.
And the Bronco offense, just looking at some quick numbers there, Mike. The Broncos have only run 12 offensive plays here in the ball game.
Yeah, we haven't had the ball a whole lot here.
No, we have not.
We scored a touchdown without even touching the ball offensively as Tyson Burris returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown. Here's Myers. He wants to throw the football again. He throws it in the center of the field. That's going to be caught for the first down down here at the Hastings College 38. High in the air, grabbing that baby is Dalton Tyfault again, the junior out of Shelton, Nebraska. He climbs the ladder to bring that baby down, comes down on the turf, and it's now first down and 10 for the Prairie Wolves down here at the Hastings College 38.
First down number 10, and again, the receiver just gets loose in the Broncos secondary and a high pass from Myers, but a great catch out there. A gain of 12 yards. And they get it down to the Bronco 38-yard line, 9:26. Clock is counting here till half.
7-3 is the score. Hastings College is down on top of the ball game, and now the Prairie Wolves on the march here. First down and 10 from the Hastings College 38. Myers runs the option play. Pitch back comes. That's Delbon. He's going to be chopped down at the Hastings College 35. Knocked down at the 35-yard line. That's Riley Nicola in the stop for Hastings defensively. That's going to bring up a second down situation. Second down. Got about 6 yards to go. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball at the Hastings College 34.
Got a wild one going on between Dort and Northwestern. Dort leads Northwestern 14-10. That is in the second quarter. That would be a shocker,
to say the least. Here's a big hole across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. Carrying the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan was number 24, Dustin Bryant. Again, tackle is made by Aaron Verlinde of Hastings, and also Riley Nicola helping out. No, Tony Harper wants to call a timeout. And call a timeout on defense here as Wesleyan is having great success running the football here against Hastings College this afternoon. We will take a break. 9 minutes and 5 seconds to play in quarter number 2. The score is Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Does your electric pivot have you going in circles with unexpected downtime and repairs? Switch to safe, reliable, proven hydrostatic pivot systems only available from TNL. With a TNL, you can irrigate with the same familiar hydraulic power that you use in your farming equipment every day. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Visit your TNL dealer or TNL's website today.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln here this afternoon. Hastings College out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 7-3, but Coach Harper not happy with the defense, and he let him know about it during the timeout.
Wow, he pulled his defense to the far sidelines, and he was up into their faces, and he meant business. They have already given up 178 yards of total offense to the Prairie Wolves.
Here's a pitch play again. The ball comes loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. It is picked up by Hastings here on the sideline. Aaron Verlinde has got the football down here at the 22. So just like that, Aaron Verlinde comes up with the fumbled football there. He picks it up on the sideline. The hit was made by Alec Diffendaffer, and Aaron Verlinde has got the fumble recovery for the Broncos. So the second turnover in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Each team with two turnovers. Hastings College gets the football back.
Yeah, Bryant with the first fumble. That was Delbaugh that was hit by Diffendaffer. The ball bounces to the turf, and Verlinde, Johnny on the spot, picks it up at about the 17-yard line, advances it out past the 20. They'll put it at the 22, and a game of back and forth here, so to speak, in this ball game here in the second quarter.
Here's a Dostal. He flips the ball, and Hastings nearly fumbles it right back to him here. As they get the ball here to about the 23-yard line, running the football there was Tyler Mertens. He lined up to the right side of the formation, came back and got a little inside pitch. And he kind of bobbled the ball there, and then it nearly popped loose again as he was going down. That was a Trent Friesen into the stop for Nebraska Wesleyan defensively, but the Broncos lucky to hang on to that one. A pickup of 2 yards in a play, second down and 8 yards to go. The ball is at the 24-yard line of Hastings. Dostal hands the ball away. Balazs has got it across the 25, out to about the 27. So he angles off to the right side. He takes it to the 27-yard line. Hastings College now looking at a third down and 5 situation. Nate Straley into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan, a senior from West Point Central Catholic. Now called, I guess, Guardian Angels up there, West Point Central Catholic. That's their new school name. Third down and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 27 of Hastings. Broncos in their all-white uniforms here this afternoon, moving from our right to our left. Dostal play action pass, wants to throw, being flushed out of the pocket. He can run it. He's going to try to run it. 25-yard line, he spun at the 28, knocked out of bounds. Does not get to the first down stakes as Dostal tried to pick it up on his own there on the quarterback scramble. He's knocked out of bounds here at the 28-yard line, and Hastings, after getting the turnover, will have to punt. Dropping back deep is going to be Kurt Softley for Nebraska Wesleyan. He stands at about his own 40-yard line. Mertens will be in to do the punting.
I was going
to
say, we need to remember what happened on the last Tyler Mertens punt in the first quarter. Wesleyan nearly got to that punt. And again, we've got our three guys lined up at about the 20. Mertens will stand at his own 14-yard line.
All right, waiting for the snap here with 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. 7-3, Hastings College with the lead. Here comes the pressure. They can't get there. End-over-end kick. Nice one. Softley looks up, grabs the ball at the 25. He's at the numbers at the 30. Dances his way to the 35 and to the 36-yard line. So Softley brings the ball back about 6 yards there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That was a punt of 45 yards, a good one by Tyler Mertens. So it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan back with a football. Alec Diffendaffer down on special teams to make the stop for the Broncos defensively. So two turnovers for both teams here in the first half. And now Wesleyan has got the ball back. So it's kind of settled into a typical Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings football game after we got off to a great start this afternoon with 10 points in the first quarter.
I was going to say, and within 15 seconds it took Tyson Burrish to run the opening kickoff back. Exactly, we're sitting right on the doorstep of what a Wesleyan Hastings football game is all about.
All right, here's Myers back into the ball game. He's going to swing the ball out here. That's Delbaugh. He's going to be hemmed in, gets away from a man, 35, hit at the 36, 37. The ball comes loose, and now we got a late hit. The Broncos with a late hit here. Right in front of the Nebraska Wesleyan bench, and that's John Malise, I think, was the guy who leveled the hit on the Delbaugh. Also, Alec Diffendaffer was over here into the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. So some extracurricular activity here. I think the Broncos are going to be penalized here for a late hit. That was just a short gain on the play as they swing the ball out to Jordan Delbaugh coming out of the backfield. They ran him into the Nebraska Wesleyan bench, and a late hit here on Nebraska Wesleyan. That will not make Coach Harper happy on the other side. That's going to cost Hastings 15 yards and move the ball now into Bronco territory at the 49-yard line.
Second penalty on Hastings today, and just kind of watching Tony every so often down on that far sideline. very animated today. He's all about business. He's not happy about that play. But, I mean, goodness, Delbaugh was standing on the white chalk down here when Malise and Diffendaffer made the hit.
First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a running play straight up the pipe. That's Delbaugh as he brings the ball to the 45 of Hastings College. Gets it down to the 45-yard line. Chase Langenberg falls on his back there and brings him down. Langenberg at 6'3", 240 pounds, and a senior out of Woodside. And now we got an injured Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolf down here at the 35-yard line. So we've got an injury timeout here. We'll take a break. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play in quarter number two. The score is Hastings College 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Able Stadium in Lincoln here this afternoon. Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 7-3. We got an injured Prairie Wolf down here at the 35-yard line. Hastings College football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. The injured player was Johnny Hauer for Nebraska Wesleyan. They get him up, and he comes to the bench now for the Prairie Wolves. Nebraska is still leading Penn State 17-7. They are in the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter as well, Oklahoma State blowing out Texas Tech today by a score of 63-5. Wake Forest is leading Clemson 28-21. And all the scores coming up on our halftime scoreboard show in just a few minutes with Tyson Evronik. Here's a running play now to Bryant as he moves the ball to the 42-yard line of Hastings. Alec Diffendaffer into the stop for the Bronco defense. That was a pickup of a couple of yards, but now Nebraska Wesleyan still looking at third down. Third down and about 2 yards to go. The football is down here at the Hastings College 41.
Update from Seward on that Concordia Doan game. It's now tied up late in the second quarter. It is 13-13 tie, Concordia and Doan.
Doan still has a shot of maybe qualifying for the NAIA playoffs when the tournament field is presented here this weekend. So Doan needing a win there this afternoon in Seward. There's a pitch back on third down and two, and they did not get to the first down stakes. Pitch back comes to Delbaugh. He got the ball to the 40. He had to take it to the 39. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will be looking at a fourth down situation. Indiana Jones, Riley Nicola plugging the hole there for the Hastings College defense. So now it's fourth down and a yard to go, and we'll see what head coach Brian Keller he looks to do here. But the ball game sitting at 7-3 with 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in quarter number two. And I think they're going to go for it right here, so they're going to roll the dice on fourth down and 1 yard to go from the Hastings College 40.
Brought the beef package in, another tight end, so they'll run double tights here as Brian Keller going to go for it. The ball will be spotted right at the 40-yard line. They got to get to the 39 to get the first.
Wesleyan 1 out of 9 in fourth down conversions this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are last in the GPAC, hitting only 11%. Now Brian Keller says, hey, you're going to present those numbers to us. Let's discuss this a little bit. He calls a timeout, 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here. It's the 2011 season finale for Hastings College this year. The Broncos trying to win a road game here this afternoon, something they have not done all season long, something they haven't done since October of last year. So far, so good, 7-3, but you know how those second halves have been. I didn't want to bring it up yet, but you know how our second halves have been. Fourth down and a yard to go here for Nebraska Wesleyan. From the 40-yard line, here's a handoff, and they're going to be blowing this baby dead. I think somebody, So they're going to have somebody call the timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan burns another timeout here on fourth down and a yard. So Wesleyan again wants to talk things over with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. They wanted to see what the Hastings College package was all about. I was just going to allude to our second half. So we have not played very well in the second half of our road games. We had to right in the ball game with the Morningside a couple of weeks ago and got blown out in the second half. Last week, we trailed one of the nationally ranked teams in Northwestern just 7-6 at halftime. We got blown out in the second half, and hopefully that history doesn't repeat itself here this afternoon.
Well, and you really can't say this has been a perfect first half here. We have got a kickoff return. The opening kickoff return is the only points we have. You look at the Bronco offense so far, 15 offensive plays and 104 total yards, 57 yards in the first quarter and 42 in the second quarter. As far as passing, the Broncos only with 6 yards of rushing on 10 carries. So it has been anything less than perfect here offensively in this first half.
So now Nebraska Wesleyan will go for it here after a couple of timeouts. Fourth down and a yard to go from Hastings College 40-yard line. The Broncos pack it in there as Myers will look over the defense, hands the ball away, and the ball carrier is hit, and down he goes. He's brought down at the 43-yard line, does not get there. In fact, a yard loss in the play. That's Aaron Verlinde, who gets through there for Hastings and knocks down Dustin Bryant, the ball carrier, and Hastings will get the ball. A turn it over on downs, first and 10, Broncos at the 41.
Actually, a loss of one there. Also went on the play, Chase Langenberg, but it was Verlinde that made a shot through there, was able to get down around the ankles of Brian, and then Tyson Burrish along with Langenberg come in to make the stop. So a fourth down call by Brian Keller goes by the wayside. Broncos take over at the 41.
John Dostal hands the ball away to Keenan Balazs. Balazs hustles across the right side of the 45-yard line. The ball comes loose. It's in Prairie Wolf territory. They fumble the football, and Nebraska Wesleyan is on top of it at the 47-yard line. The third turnover on the Broncos here in the first half.
That is the fifth fumble. Actually, the fourth fumble in the ballgame, two for Wesleyan, two for Hastings College. Hastings also with an interception. But again, a nice carry off the right side was going to net 6-7 yards for Balazs. And then the ball just bounces loose, goes into across the 50-yard line into Nebraska Wesleyan territory. And they'll take over at the 48-yard line. Turnover-filled ball game here in Lincoln.
Corey Kundle was the guy who came up with the ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Corey Kundle, a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. So now Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball back with 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter after the Bronco defense holds on fourth down and one. And now here's Myers being flushed from the pocket. Langenberg coming from behind. Myers has still got the ball, and he's run out of bounds. Runs out of real estate over there on the far sideline. Langenberg giving chase. Finally, he was knocked out of bounds by Riley Nicola for Hastings College. So Myers scrambles to the left side into the Bronco bench. They'll give him about 5 yards in a play. So it's now second down and five with 4:51 to play here in the second quarter and a 7-3 ball game in favor of Hastings College.
More scores from the G-Pack right before half. Midland 14, Dakota Wesleyan 6. Also Northwestern 17 and Dort 14. That is at the end of the quarter.
All right, the Dort defender is providing a little spark here this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That game is being played in Sioux Center this afternoon. There's a handoff. They get it to the 45-yard line. So just a short gain there as they move it to the 45. And now we're going to have a timeout called? No. All right, just slow and getting up. That's Indiana Jones, Alec Diffendaffer, and the stop for Hastings College defensively. And now Nebraska Wesleyan looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 3 yards to go. The Prairie Wolves on third down conversions this year are seventh in the conference, hitting on 30.8% of their conversions this year toward the bottom of the conference and third down conversions. It is third and three here. Myers drops back to throw. Here's pressure. They throw it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Broncos getting some pressure. That was a Melise in there for Hastings College as they try to take it to the far side. The pass was delivered low over there. The intended receiver was Matt Edwards, the tight end right in front of the Bronco bench. And now on fourth down and 3 yards to go, the Prairie Wolves say, nope, we're going to punt it this time. Here comes Kelby Vandenberg back into the ball game to do the punting for the Prairie Wolves. Riley Nicola drops back deep for Hastings at his own 10. Good snap. He gets it down. And here's the punt high in the air. Nicola signals for the fair catch and makes that baby at the 16-yard line. That was a punt of 29 yards, but it pins the Broncos back inside the 20-yard line. And now Hastings, with 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter, will have a quite a distance to get into possible field goal range or to put some points on the scoreboard. They have a 7-3 advantage here toward the end of the first half.
Doan with 20 unanswered points in Seward. They lead Concordia now 20-13. And by the way, in women's volleyball, St. Cecilia wins in four in the consolation volleyball match
over Twin River. There's a handoff to Balazs as he goes straight ahead. Both hands on the football there. As Hastings has had some fumbling problems today. They take the ball up to about the 20-yard line, so a pickup of 4 yards in the play. So Hastings St. Cecilia volleyball losing last night to Ord in the semifinals of the Class C2 State High School Tournament. They're playing the consolation game today and beat Twin River. So St. Cecilia going to finish third in Class C2 this year. A disappointment, I'm sure, for the girls and head coach Alan Van Kerr. They have their sights at a possible state championship this year, but being upset last night by the Ord Chanticleers. Second down and second, 6 yards to go. Now Dostal's in trouble. Dostal is going to throw the ball into the Hastings bench. Dostal in trouble there as some pressure came in there from Nebraska Wesleyan. That was Nate Straley who was applying the pressure, and Dostal just rockets the ball into the Hastings College bench. And it's now third down and about 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball into 20. Offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator Dave Camara just to our left. When's it our turn to call that play? He promised us we could call a couple of plays today. He's got his play chart down in front of him down here.
Boy, and there's a lot on there. I have kind of been gazing over at that offensive stuff. Midget football we never had near the sheets, what I'm seeing over here.
Different colors and
colors, pinks, greens, blues, all kinds of names.
Is this something
I can't say.
Is this a blue play here? We got a timeout called first. So Dave Camara.
He's in the blue area.
All right. I don't know what that means. We're going to have a blue play coming up here. We've got a timeout, 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln. Third down and 6 yards to go as Dave Camara having contact with the boys downstairs, and they come out after the timeout.
He sent her in. He was in the blue area. I looked over here on their offensive play card. There's some of that stuff that if they sent me in with the play, I don't think I'd get to the hash before I forgot what it was. I mean, there is some stuff on there. It would take you a good 30 seconds to call the play in the huddle.
Third down and 6 yards. You wouldn't be one that I would probably shuttle plays in with you.
No, I wouldn't want me to be either.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on your own 20. Here's Dostal. He backs up. Pressure again. Comes right up the pipe. Dostal gets away. Runs into his own man. Now breaks it outside. Here's the throw. It's going to be incomplete. They ran the play over here. He ran it right into Jesus Uribe. And now we got an injured player down there for Hastings. That's Tanner Paxton, the starting left tackle for the Broncos down here at the 15-yard line. But John Dostal was under pressure again. He was scrambling back in his own backfield, ran right into Jesus Uribe, broke the ball outside, and rockets the ball into the Nebraska Wesleyan bunch. And now trainer Mel comes out there for the second time today to take a look at Tanner Paxton down there for Hastings College, flat on his back at the 15.
She already waved her wand and was able to get to one of our Broncos up into the sidelines. That was Garrett Griffiths, and he is back into the ball game. That is good to see after the hit he took. And now trainer Mel will come out. I can guarantee you that play wasn't run right with the reaction that I'm getting just to the left of me. So,
well, it didn't net anything. It was an incomplete pass. So it's third down, actually fourth down. When we come back, we got an injury timeout here for Tanner Paxton for Hastings College, our starting left tackle. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Hastings College cannot convert on third down, and now the Broncos are going to be forced to punt the football away as Tanner Paxton is out from the field there. by the Bronco training staff. It's a Mertens back out there. He'll get this punt away from between the 5 and 10-yard line. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. 7-3 is the score. Hastings out on top. Mertens gets the kick away, nearly blocked there. It's going to be returned by Softley at the 35-yard line, back to the 40 to the 42 where he is snowed under right there by the white-clad Broncos special teams. Punt of 44 yards, returned to 5 by Softley. Now the Bronco defense will have to rise to the occasion again. 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the second quarter. Westland still has plenty of time to work themselves into possible field goal range. They'll have one timeout left.
Well, they've been able to put a lot of yards up against this Hastings College defense here in the first half. Hastings College coming into the ballgame only allowing 268 yards of total offense. Wesleyan over 200 here in the first half of action.
By the way, Penn State has scored. Nebraska is now leading 17-14. Here's the quarterback, Myers. He drifts back. He sets up a little screen pass. It's going to be caught and dropped. Myers was heading in the opposite direction there. He finally dumps the ball away to Bryant. He couldn't control it as he juggles it. It falls down on the turf. Incomplete pass.
Northwestern now 24, Dort 14. That is late second quarter. And Midland University 14, Dakota Wesleyan 6. That game is at half.
All right, we've got 2:51 to play here until halftime. 7-3 is the score. As Nebraska Wesleyan will be looking at second down and 10 yards to go after the misfire on the attempted screen pass as the play is being signaled in now from the near sideline. Again, the quarterback for Nebraska Wesleyan is Ethan Myers, a senior from Aurora, Colorado. Wide receiver split to the left side. Pitch back comes to Bryant. He falls down. He falls down here at the 20, or actually the 40-yard line of Wesleyan. That's a loss of about 3 yards on the play. Just loses his footing here. Again, the turf is not in the best of shape. It's in need of repair. In fact, they're going to do that in the next year or two. I think the feet just came out from underneath him there, and he falls down to the turf at the 40.
Well, that is one thing we were discussing with the SID up here at Nebraska Wesleyan. It's just a nice press box facility now for the media and the coaches and clock operators all above. But, again, the turf really resembles Lloyd Wilson Field before they pulled that up and replaced it with the new turf this year.
It's now third down for Nebraska Wesleyan and Wong. Third and 13. Myers wants to throw. And now being pressured, he's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. And a penalty flag goes down. This one could go on Hastings. A penalty flag down. Getting through there is a Colton Mueller, a reserve defensive lineman, getting through there to record the sack for Hastings College. But just as the quarterback Myers goes down, the yellow hanky comes out, and we could have a penalty here on Hastings.
Well, and the officials still continue to confer down at about the 33-yard line and probably going to go against Hastings. They're talking to the Nebraska Wesleyan players. It was a loss of 6. It was a big play by Mueller.
So Colton Mueller gets in there, but I think this is going to be a penalty on Hastings as they're looking the Broncos' way. It is. It's going to be a penalty marched off against the Broncos. There's no signal yet from the officials. He's taking his time. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty marched off on the Bronco defense. That's going to move the ball up here to the 49-yard line. I still didn't see an indication. They moved the ball to the 49-yard line where it's going to bring up, it's going to be a personal foul, Gino says. Personal foul on Alec Diffendaffer, and that's going to give Nebraska Wesleyan a first down. So Diffendaffer is ruled for a personal foul here. It's a 15-yard penalty marched off on the Bronco defense, and now Wesleyan has the ball first down and 10 on their own 49-yard line. Three wide receivers split to the left side, empty backfield this time for Myers. He backs up. He throws the ball down the left sideline. He's got a man out here, and he makes the catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes, he does. Down here at the 25-yard line of Hastings, that's a Dalton Tyfault again. Tackle is made by Aaron Verlinde on defense, but Tyfault got behind the Bronco defense and hauls in the long pass down at the 25-yard line. That is a first down for the Prairie Wolves.
And again, Tony Harper not happy on the far sidelines. That was right in front of him. That was a nice pass of a pass and catch of 26 yards. They get it all the way down to the 24-yard line. So late here in second quarter, the Prairie Wolves on the march again.
All right, here's Myers in the shotgun set. Wide receivers all over the place. Myers wants to throw the ball. He does. Again, he lost it out there. That baby is going to be juggled in the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Again, going to a Tyfault over there. Back during coverage that time for Hastings was Zach Carlton. Tyfault is 6'2", 200 pounds, and a senior out of Shelton. Working on a Zach Carlton over there right now on that left side of the field. Carlton is 6'. 175 pounds, a senior from Colorado Springs. That is an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball down here at the Hastings College 24-yard line. A minute and 24 seconds to play until halftime. Hastings has got a 7-3 lead. There's a pitch back. It comes to Bryant. He's to the line of scrimmage, plows forward to the 20-yard line where he is snowed under there by the Bronco defense. So Bryant brings the ball to the 20, and Nebraska Wesleyan going to be looking at about third down and 5 yards to go. Third down and 5 yards to go. Tackle is made under by Quincy Johnson, a linebacker from Oklahoma City for Hastings College.
Tyfall, by the way, 4 receptions, 54 yards against the Broncos here. He has been the go-to guy for Ethan Myers.
All right, Ethan up under center here. Play action pass. He rolls to his right. He unloads downfield, and the ball is going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. They try to come over here to the right side this time. Over on the reception that time, or the attempted reception, was John Hawthorne. Garrett Griffith back in coverage for Hastings College. Hawthorne is the backup tight end. He didn't have a catch so far this season. 220-pound senior from Central City. He was down around the one-yard line there, right at the goal line. He threw it too far. Incomplete pass, and now we're going to have a field goal attempt here. It's going to be of 37 yards. Trying to tie this baby up, a 37-yard field goal from Steven Anderson. It would pull him within one. 7-3 is the score right now. Ball is down. The kick is up. And Anderson's kick has plenty of leg. It's through the uprights. It is good.
So hold the phone, though.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got a penalty flag down. Is that Anderson, the kicker, that went down? A 37-yard field goal gets through there for Nebraska Wesleyan to make it a 7-6 score. But hold a second. We've got a penalty flag down. This could be roughing the kicker. Is that Anderson?
Yeah, that is him. They're players are helping him now to his feet. But again, Anderson, the injured guy, as the training staff travels out, personal foul against Hastings College.
So a roughing the kicker call here on the Broncos, and now the kicker for Nebraska Wesleyan, Steven Anderson, is shaken up on the play. He's going to have to be helped to the field here. So the Broncos with two stupid personal fouls called here in the last four or five plays. That one occurs on a field goal attempt. As Steven Anderson, the kicker, is roughed up a little bit, that's going to cost the Broncos 15 yards. They're going to take those 3 points back off of the scoreboard because that's going to give Nebraska Wesleyan a first down and 10. Actually, first down and goal. They're going to put the ball down right at the 10-yard line, and we still got 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Well, and remember back down here on the other end of the field, it was Colton Mueller that made a nice stop. It was actually a sack, a loss of 6, and then the Alec Diffendaffer mistake. That cost the Broncos 15 yards. And now I just watched the replay, could not get a number who was coming in from the side that was they laid completely flat out and got into the kicker. So now Wesleyan, instead of putting 3 on the board, will have it at the Bronco 10, first and goal here for the Prairie Wolves.
They have a chance to pull ahead here in the ball game. There's Bryant with the ball. He takes it straight ahead down to about the 9-yard line. Remember, Nebraska Wesleyan with only one timeout left, and they're going to burn it right here. That was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play as they go straight ahead to Bryant. He takes the ball down to the 9, and now he is slow in getting up here for the Prairie Wolves. He was the ball carrier, and he is slow in getting up down there at the 9-yard line. The Prairie Wolves also calling the timeout. John Malise is in on the stop for Hastings College, but an injured player out there. We got a timeout for Nebraska Wesleyan as well. 33.8 seconds to play. There's a Bryant back to his feet. He's going to come to the near sideline as Brian Keller has called the timeout. 33.8 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings 7, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
Coming at halftime, we'll have the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and also we'll go back to the KHAS studios and get a word from Tyson Ervonik. He'll get us all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today. Nebraska went 3 plays and out, evidently. The Huskers have a 17-14 lead over Penn State. They got 2:58 to play in the fourth quarter at Happy Valley, which hasn't been very happy this week. They could be today after this one, though. So first down and goal. Actually, should be second down and goal. I got it incorrectly posted there on the scoreboard. Second down and goal from the 9-yard line of Hastings College. There's a handoff to a Delbaugh. Delbaugh gets by one man. Delbaugh's at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. John Melise had a play in the ball on the Delbaugh there at the 6-yard line. And Delbaugh gets by Melise. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown from 9 yards out. And Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead 9-7 over Hastings College.
16 carries, 70 yards now for the little guy on an 8-yard touchdown run. And again, John Melise, and we'll watch it on the replay, had a great shot at him, just wasn't able to bring the little guy down. He is very powerful. He's got some big legs underneath of him. He's able to take it in for the touchdown. And now with is that Anderson back in there? Yeah, it was Anderson after the injury in there to do the PAT duties, and it is good. So Nebraska Wesleyan on a couple silly mistakes against Hastings College. They have taken the lead here at halftime, 10-7.
And Steven Anderson, the place kicker there, he's going to come to the sideline. He's going to kick off too, but he's definitely limping after being hit on a personal foul, roughing the kicker call, and that cost the Broncos 7 points right there as Nebraska Wesleyan sticks it in the end zone instead of putting up that field goal. So we got a timeout, 26 seconds to play second quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan 10, Hastings 7.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
It's only personal foul, a late hit, and a roughing the kicker call on that drive. 9 plays, 57 yards. And Jordan Delbaugh takes it in there from 9 yards out. And just like that, Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings College. It is now 10-7.
Offensively, Hastings has run 19 snaps here in this first half to 51 for Nebraska Wesleyan.
Unbelievable. Here's the kickoff now. It's going to be returned here for the Broncos across the 35 to the 40, 45 to the 50. Inside Prairie Wolf territory to the 45, down to the 42-yard line. Returning the ball there for Hastings College on the play was Zach Beatty. He was lined up as one of those short guys there. And the tackle was made in there by Taylor Gunther of Nebraska Wesleyan. But a nice return there by Beatty. And now the Broncos could be thinking points here. They have got the ball at the Prairie Wolf 41-yard line. Hastings has one timeout left, Jimmy. And they've got 18 seconds to work.
29-yard return for Beatty there. He's got a one reception for 40 yards. And I think we got a Z Cougar right, left, out.
Again, the offensive coach is just to our left here with a glass window between us. Here's a Dostal. He wants to throw the football. Stands in a pocket. He's got a man down there. The ball's going to be caught at the 25-yard line. He gets down at the 20. We're down to 10 seconds to play, and the Broncos will call a timeout with 9.5 seconds to go. Or will they? The Broncos quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. First down and 10. Ball is down here at the 20-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan. Now Dostal will spike the ball. So we're down to 9 seconds to play now. That was a pass completion as the Broncos quickly got up to the line of scrimmage. The clock was stopped momentarily while they reset the chains there at the 20. Then Dostal has the play right there as he spikes the football. Now Hastings looking at second down. Second down and 10 yards to go. More importantly, 9 seconds to go. No timeouts left.
Well, the Big Red has stopped Penn State on a 4th-and-1 call with 1:45 left to go. It is still 17-14, but Nebraska has the ball back.
All right, John Dostal now from the pistol set here. Dostal backs up, 9 seconds to play. Dostal looking, and he's got to run with the football. He's at the 20-yard line to the 15. He gets out of bounds, and we're going to have 1.6 seconds to play. John Dostal gets out of bounds there on the quarterback scramble. Cannot find anybody downfield, and Dostal gets out of bounds, and now Hastings has a chance here. One more play. They'll have this ball at the 11-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, we're going to have our new kicker in here to attempt a field goal. As again, we mentioned in the pregame show, some players have been dismissed from the team, so it's going to be Tomlinson in for a field goal attempt here with 1.6 seconds left.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt for Lucas Tomlinson. He is 0 for 1 in field goals this year, and this one is blocked. It is blocked by Nebraska Wesleyan, and getting through there was Russell Walton. We told you about the Wesleyan special teams. They blocked a field goal last week against Dakota Wesleyan. They blocked 3 punts last week. Also tackled the punter a couple of times. on punts for Nebraska Wesleyan. That is the seventh blocked field goal of the year by Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Prairie Wolves will have the lead here at halftime. So Lucas Tomlinson comes on, and he has his first attempt blocked here this afternoon, and Nebraska Wesleyan will have the lead here at halftime over Hastings College. We will take a break at halftime. The score, Nebraska Wesleyan 10, Hastings College 7. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at halftime. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan scoring off here. It is 10-7 our score here at halftime. The Broncos are trailing in the ball game to the Prairie Wolves. Hastings got off to a great start here this afternoon. They returned the opening kickoff 97 yards for a touchdown today. So just 15 seconds into the ball game, Hastings had a 7-0 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan after the point after touchdown was good. Wesleyan came right back in their first possession there this afternoon. Worked the ball 10 plays, 61 yards, got into field goal range. Steven Anderson hit a 27-yard field goal to pull the Prairie Wolves within 4 points at 7-3. Then here in the second quarter, Nebraska Wesleyan 9 plays, 57 yards in a drive that was aided by a personal foul and also aided by a roughing the kicker call on an attempted field goal. Wesleyan finally got close enough to go for the touchdown as they stuffed it in there from 9 yards out. Jordan Delbaugh took it in there for the touchdown for Nebraska Wesleyan, and with 26 seconds to play in the second quarter, it was Nebraska Wesleyan 10, Hastings College 7. The Broncos did get the ball back downfield for an attempted field goal of their own as time was running out in the second period, but a field goal attempt was blocked there by Nebraska Wesleyan, their seventh blocked field goal of the year, and that's the way we stand here at halftime with Hastings College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 10-7.
Oh, goodness, and you gaze at the stat sheets, and it doesn't take a scientist to figure out that the Broncos offensively really struggling here again after a good offensive performance up in Orange City against a great defense. Here the Broncos have just struggled doing anything. The Broncos only with 24 yards of rushing here in the first half. The Broncos have 122 yards of passing, so 146 the total offense, and only 21 offensive plays operated in that first half for Hastings College. We look at the leading ball carrier, not a lot. That's Keenan Balazs, 8 carries, 20 yards. A couple of bright spots, though, has been some receiving numbers. It's Novicki has 1 reception and 23 yards. Zane Anstein, 2 for 59, and Zach Beatty has 1 for 40. Beatty also with that nice 27-yard kickoff return. But the Broncos not able to come away with any points there in the first half. We look on the side of Wesleyan. Ethan Myers has gone all the way so far at quarterback. He has thrown for 94 yards in the ball game. The Prairie Wolves have rushed it for 129 yards. So 223 of total offense. And again, this Bronco defense coming in was only allowing 268 yards per ball game. And already the Prairie Wolves with 223 of total offense. 50 offensive plays the Prairie Wolves have run here in the first half. They have been very effective in their in today. Leading ball carrier for the Prairie Wolves is Delbaugh. He has 16 carries, 70 yards. He has 1 touchdown, and that was from 8 yards out. And the big receiver for the Prairie Wolves here today is that Dalton Teifelt. 4 receptions, 54 yards, and he's really been a tough guy to handle out there defensively for the Broncos. But again, just trying to establish something offensively, and the Broncos not able to do it. I don't know if we need to grab the offensive chart and start pointing at some stuff, but I know Dave Kamara very frustrated over here when him and the coaching staff went down to the locker room at halftime. Just guys not executing, not doing what they're supposed to do. There is assignment football out there, and I know the coaches, we have talked to them several times this year before the game. If the guys do what they're told, they would be a lot better off, but just too many mistakes out there, and the Broncos had a bunch. Thank goodness Tyson Burch was able to take that opening kickoff 97 yards and put 7 points on the board. But again, the Broncos trail here at half, 10-7.
So we got the second half and a whole lot more coming up for you here this afternoon, and we've got some interesting games going on around the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation here today. Tyson Hebronic is back at the KHAS Sports Studios. We'll check in with him just a couple of minutes. Dollar Athlete of the Week and a whole lot more coming up. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Does your electric pivot have you going in circles with unexpected downtime and repairs? Switch to safe, reliable, proven hydrostatic pivot systems only available from T&L. With a T&L, you can irrigate with the same familiar hydraulic power that you use in your farming equipment every day. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Visit your T&L dealer or T&L's website today.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard presented by Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Tyson Hebronic alongside with you as Hastings College is getting set to end their 2011 season. They currently trail Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 10-7 at halftime. Of course, Hastings College getting that opening kickback for a touchdown from Tyson Burrish. And after that, the Hastings College offense has struggled mightily in this football game. 10-7, the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves lead over the Hastings College Broncos. Other games going on. Before we dip our hands into the GPAC scores, let's tell you about a game that just went final in Happy Valley. The Nebraska Cornhuskers hold on to beat the Penn State Nittany Lions. It was 17-0. Penn State came back with unanswered 14 points, but were unable to punch a final touchdown or a field goal into the end zone. And right now, Penn State and Nebraska, both meeting at midfield, kneeling down in prayer for, of course, the victims of that child abuse scandal that's going on over at Happy Valley. So good to see Nebraska participating with Penn State University on a much bigger issue than a football game. But Nebraska Cornhuskers do get the win, 17-14 in Happy Valley. Other games going on in the GPAC. Midland currently leads Dakota Wesleyan 14-6 at halftime. Morningside is up late in the second quarter. Was up late in the second quarter. What could be an explosive day for the Morningside Mustangs offense in that battle for the Riverboat, I believe. Morningside up 31-0 over Briarcliff once again late in the second quarter. Top of the GPAC versus the bottom of the GPAC. That's to be expected. Northwestern leads Dort at halftime, 38-14. And once again, Northwestern 38, Dort 14. That game is at the half. And Doan leads Concordia at the half after Concordia started off with a 13-0 lead. Doan comes back with 20 unanswered points. It is Doan 20, Concordia 13 at the half. Once again, the halftime score, Nebraska Wesleyan 10, Hastings College 7. And that game, of course, is being heard right here on 1230 KHAS. Let's take a look at some top 25 action for you. As a final score from Lubbock, Texas today, a really evil score. Oklahoma State 66, Texas Tech 6. Oklahoma State could easily be one of the best teams in the country. They are currently ranked number 2 in the nation. They could battle for that number 1 ranking easily. 66-6, a blowout win for the Cowboys. Final score, Clemson comes back to win this football game against Wake Forest, a wild one in the ACC, as the 9th-ranked Clemson Tigers hang on to beat Wake Forest, scoring 10 points in the fourth quarter to win 31-28 over the 5-5 Wake Forest Demon Deacons. South Carolina hangs on to beat Florida. That final score was 17-12. Steve Spurrier's South Carolina Gamecocks 17, Florida 12 in an SEC battle. Final score for you, this wild one, Missouri upsetting Texas. Missouri 17, Texas only scores 5 points. They fail to get into the end zone. They get a field goal into safety. It's Missouri 17, Texas 5. Iowa's making quite a comeback here in this battle against 17th-ranked Michigan State Spartans, a Big Ten battle. Michigan State leads 37-21, but this game was all Michigan State at halftime. They were, in fact, up 31-7 at halftime. It is now 37-21 Iowa with an impressive second half there. West Virginia currently leads Cincinnati. That could be an upset as West Virginia was playing at 23rd-ranked Cincinnati Bearcats. Cincinnati 3-0 in Big East play. West Virginia up 24-21. 5 minutes to go. They have the football. Another upset for you, the 0-6 in Big 12 play. 2-7 overall, Kansas Jayhawks. Turner Gill's Fighting Kansas Jayhawks. They lead the Baylor Bears 17-3 at halftime. Robert Griffin basically ineffective in this football game. It is 17-3. The Kansas Jayhawks have the lead at halftime. When we come back on the Halftime Scoreboard Show, we'll preview other games going on in Top 25 play and then get a final look at your GPAC scores as they currently stand. And as we before we go to break here, let's congratulate St. Cecilia Hawkettes, a third-place finish in Class C2 for state volleyball. They take it in 4 sets over Twin River after, of course, last night's unfortunate loss where they had a 2-set lead on Ord. And Ord came back in those final 3 sets to win that game to advance on to the finals. But St. Cecilia comes back in the consolation game today to pick up 3rd place in state. St. Cecilia, once again, winners in 4 sets over Twin River. We'll be right back on the Halftime Scoreboard Show right here on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
And welcome back to the Halftime Scoreboard Show here. Tyson and Veronica in the KHS Radio Sports Studios. Once again, we are at halftime over at Able Stadium. Nebraska Wesleyan currently leading Hastings College 10-7 at the half. Hastings College returning the opening kick for a touchdown and has been ineffective offensively since. Still playing the old-fashioned Nebraska-Wesleyan-Hastings College game that you would expect, a 10-7 game here at half. Very defensive battle. We'll see what Hastings College opens up in the second half. That second half is coming right up here on 1230 KHES. But let's take a look at other games on the docket here in top 25 play. The number one ranked LSU Tigers, boy, they have a battle today. Look out. They're playing Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky, I try not to kid, but they are 5-1 in Sun Belt, 5-4 overall. LSU playing kind of a cupcake in the middle, in the meat of the conference season. A little odd choice to schedule them there. But anyways, that is a 6 o'clock kickoff. 6:45, two SEC teams will battle as the third-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama losing to LSU just last week. Now they're on the road to play Mississippi State. Mississippi State 5-4, 1-4 in SEC play. Over on ABC tonight, the big primetime matchup, a battle of two top 10 teams in the Pac-12. Two undefeated Pac-12 teams. This will be for the top spot in the Pac-12 as the 7th-ranked Oregon Ducks will go on the road to play the 4th-ranked Stanford Cardinal. Once again, that is a 7 o'clock game, primetime television. Should be a good football game there. A 2:30 kickoff coming up here in just a matter of minutes. A battle out in the Mountain West as the top two undefeated Mountain West teams will face off. TCU traveling to the Blue Turf, traveling to play Boise State, 5th-ranked Boise State Broncos. That will be, once again, at 2:30 kickoff coming up here momentarily. We'll have scoring updates here on 1230 KHAS. At 5 o'clock, another SEC battle. The Tennessee Volunteers will travel to Fayetteville, Arkansas, as they will attempt to knock off Arkansas. Arkansas 8-1, 8th-ranked in the nation, 4-1 in SEC play. 2:30 kickoff coming up in just a matter of minutes. Bill Schneider's 14th-ranked Kansas State Wildcats will play host to the Texas A&M Aggies, a struggling Texas A&M team. Many thought we were going to contend for the Big 12 title this year. We really have fallen off the bus there. The wheels fallen off the bus, 3-3 in Big 12 play. 2:30 kickoff, SEC battle. It's Auburn versus Georgia, one of the big rivalry matchups in the SEC. It's 15th-ranked Georgia playing host to 20th-ranked Auburn. Once again, that game coming your way here in just 2 minutes here. Actually, I believe they've kicked off now. They've kicked off, yes, in Georgia. Also kicking off, Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wisconsin 18th ranked in the nation. Minnesota 1-4 in Big Ten play. At 7 o'clock, Southern Miss. They're 22nd ranked in the nation. They're out of the Conference USA. They'll play an interconference battle with Central Florida. And once again, a 2:30 kickoff. Just getting underway is Michigan versus Illinois. Those games are all getting underway. Those 2:30 kickoffs are getting started here. 24th ranked Michigan Wolverines, 7-2 overall in the season, 3-2 in Big Ten play, playing the Fighting Illini. Once again, your important news from the GPAC before we send it back out to the field. Nebraska Wesleyan leading Hastings College 10-7. Midland leading Dakota Wesleyan 14-6 at the half. Morningside is up big over Briar Cliff. And Northwestern over Dort right now, 38-14 at halftime. Morningside, by the way, 31-0 over Briar Cliff. And it's Doan over Concordia, 22-13. How will Hastings College respond in the second half? We'll be finding out here in just a matter of minutes as we send you back out to Able Stadium. It's the final game of the 2000 regular season, and you're hearing it live here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan up 10-7 against Hastings College. Let's get you back out to Able Stadium for the kickoff of the second half. Right after this.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The clear choice. The right choice. The expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln here this afternoon. 10-7 is our score. Nebraska Wesleyan got a late touchdown to claim the lead here at halftime. The Broncos and the Prairie Wolves back out on the field here for the second half. We'll find out what happens. Will the road woes continue, or can the Broncos sneak out of here with a win? Hastings got to get some more offense cranked up here this afternoon.
Only 146 yards of total offense, and offensive coach Dave Kamara comes in, wants to look at the numbers, and he just all he could do was shake his head. We get a big play, then we fumble. Turnovers have killed the Broncos. One interception, three fumbles here in this ball game, and two fumbles for Nebraska Wesleyan in the first half. So five turnovers in the ball game between the two teams. But exactly, and I can tell you one thing, Mike, we've seen two good quarters against Morningside, two bad quarters. We've seen two good quarters in Orange City, two bad quarters. Well, we'll hope the tide turns and we get two good quarters here, because Hastings College played two bad quarters in that first half of football, and the only score was the 97-yard kickoff return by Tyson Burrish.
Hastings has fumbled the ball three times and has lost two of those. They also got that one interception, so Hastings has turned the ball over three times here in the first half of play. And like Jimmy mentioned, the only touchdown we got on the board was 15 seconds into the ball game, the 97-yard kickoff return by Burrish. But for Nebraska Wesleyan, their only drive came late there in the second quarter. They were aided by a personal foul, a late hit on Alec Diffendaffer. They were also aided by a roughing the kicker call and a field goal attempt that gave them a first down, and they eventually stuffed one in the end zone. So the Prairie Wolves haven't really had any earth-shattering numbers here offensively either.
No, they really haven't. 230 yards of total offense in the ball game. Myers has thrown for 99 yards in that first half of football. And we are underway as Tomlinson gets into the football. It'll be Delbaugh at the 6.
So the little guy comes back at the 15-yard line, running for his life. He's at the 20-yard line, breaks into the open, 25, 30, 35, and he's brought down at the 37-yard line. So a nice return there by the little guy in Jordan Delbaugh, 5'4", 175-pound junior out of Inglewood, Colorado. He's got Nebraska Wesleyan set up in good field position. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line.
34-yard kick return by Delbaugh. And again, Nate Earl down there on special teams had a shot at Delbaugh at about the 10-yard line. And the little guy, again, with powerful legs, able to break loose from Arlt and take it all the way out to the 38-yard line. First possession here of the third quarter.
All right, Ethan Myers is your quarterback here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He has went all the way so far against Hastings College today. From the 38, Nebraska Wesleyan will move from our left to our right here in quarter number three as Myers turns the ball, hands it to Delbaugh, and he squirts through there up to the 44-yard line where he's lifted up and slammed to the turf there at the 44. Tackle is made by Indiana Jones for Hastings College. Now Indiana is a little slow in getting up. He is back onto his feet. I think he's going to take himself out as he will go over and maybe have a word with trainer Mel. So it's now Indiana Jones out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Jordan Bortoff now to fill in their middle linebacker for Hastings College as Indiana Jones is off with an injury. Second down and 5 yards to go. Here's a pitch back. It's going to be blown up there. Busting through there for Hastings. Coming up to make the stop was Tyson Burrish, number 27, coming on the blitz there, and he knocks down Delbaugh on a little pitch play to the wide side of the field. As Burris knocks him down back here at the 41-yard line, a loss in the play, and that's going to bring up a third down and 7.
Tyson Burris has been doing it all season long, coming into the game, 67 tackles. He's got 5 sacks and also an interception. We'll credit a kickoff return as he come into this ball game as the leading kickoff returner in the G-Pack. But again, defensively has been a cornerstone for Tony Harper's crew out there.
Third down, 7 yards to go. Nebraska Wesleyan with a ball on their own 41-yard line. Myers backs up under pressure, throws it over here near side. It's caught at the 49 of Hastings, down to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. They get the ball there to Matt Edwards. Matt Edwards, that big old tight end, the senior from Gretna, hauls it in there for the Prairie Wolves. A first down as they move the ball down to the 45-yard line. It is a first down for Hastings College. Tackle is made in there by Bursch again defensively for the Broncos, but a first down conversion for Wesleyan.
That is the 11th first down in the ball game for Wesleyan, and this is their first trip into Bronco territory here in the second half. They've got it at the Bronco 44.
Ty Folders, your wide receiver, split out to the left side. Pitchback will come to a Delbaugh. Looks to get outside. Delbaugh is hitting down. He goes. He is pushed down here, back here at the 47-yard line. A loss of a yard or so on the play. Tackle is made in there by Alec Diffendaffer of Hastings College defensively. A loss of a yard on the play. Second down and 11.
And a good job there by Diffendaffer. Also, John Malise over there, Riley Nicholas. So a lot of white jerseys over there around Delbaugh, as they've kept him hemmed in here pretty well in this second half.
This is the only stadium now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference that's actually got a replay board. Actually can watch the replays up in the end zone down here. That was a nice play by Diffendaffer. Wide receivers go left and right now. Second down and 11 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball down here at the Hastings College 46. There's a handoff again to Dell. Bonnie's going to be smothered again. Guess who? Same guy, Alec Diffendaffer, rips him down at the 48-yard line. Another loss of 2 yards in a play. And that's going to bring up a second down situation. Actually, third down now it should be. Third down and about 13 yards to go for Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, a good set of defensive downs here for the Bronco defense. 4 rushing plays, minus 2 yards. The only positive play for Nebraska Wesleyan here in this third quarter has been that 16-yard pass play that got them into Bronco territory. But now that Bronco D flexing their muscles, they've got the Prairie Wolves with a 3rd and 13, the ball back at the 47-yard line.
It's going to be Myers in the shotgun set here with wide receivers left and right. 3rd down, 13 yards to go. Myers backs up, surveys the field. His pass across the middle is going to be caught again at the 40. Gets loose down to the 37-yard line. Going to be stopped short. Matt Edwards gets the reception there. He is brought down by Diffendaffer of Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan is stopped short on 3rd down and 13 yards to go. Gets a little bit more than half of that. Now Wesleyan will have to punt the ball on 4th down and 4 yards to go from the Hastings College 38.
Well, we've seen Brian Keller roll the dice a couple of times there in the first half, but he will not elect to do that as Nebraska Wesleyan will punt. It'll be Nicola at his own 10.
All right, here comes the punt from Vandenberg. Nicola is going to grab the ball at the 10. He's back to the 15-yard line, dances away to the 17, and down he goes. That's where Hastings will start, 1st down and 10 on their own 17-yard line. Hastings College football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings with the ball, 1st down, 10 yards to go. They've got it on their own 18-yard line. Broncos trailing by the score of 10-7. Here's Keenan Balazs at the 20. Keenan breaks outside 25, 30, 35, and he's run out of bounds. Keenan Balazs brings the ball to the 38-yard line. 1st down for the Broncos. A pickup of 20 yards in the play by Keenan Balazs.
Longest play from scrimmage for Hastings College as far as rushing the football. They've had some big plays as far as the passing game goes, but some good blocking out on the outside. They run the stretch play to Balazs, and he picks up 20, gets the ball out to the 38-yard line, and a 1st down.
All right, wide receiver splits to the left side. That's Mike Novicki. Nate Arnold into the ball game now as a wide receiver to the right. He comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him. Nate Arnold with the ball at the 35. He's hit at the 39-yard line, and they wrestle a little guy down here at the 39. So Nate did a whole lot of running there, but picks up about 1 yard in the play. 2nd down and 9 yards to go. Trent Friesen into the stop there for the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. He's a senior, a transfer from Nebraska Omaha. So a pickup of 1 yard in the play by Nate Arnold. It is now 2nd down and 9 yards to go. For Nate, that is the 4th time he has run the ball so far this season. He's got 4 carries now and 26 yards to his credit. 2nd down here and 9 yards to go. Here's a pitch play to Keenan Balazs again. Out near the hash marks, he brings it across the 40 to the 43-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards in the play. And now Hastings College looking at a 3rd down and 6 situation with 9:39 to play. Friesen into the stop again for Nebraska Wesleyan.
Zach Beatty out in front made a nice block on the linebacker, but again, it was the end for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's able to stick a hand up there and bring Balazs down. Just a 3-yard gain officially, so we're going to bring up a 3rd down and 5 here, the ball at the 43.
Hastings 5th in the conference in 3rd down conversions in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, converting on 35.9% of the 3rd down tries so far this year. This is 3rd and 5. Dossel looks right, looks left, and now he's got to run it. 45, 50, he's got the 1st down. Spins away at the 45, down to the 42-yard line. John Dossel He looks right, nobody open. He looks left, nobody open. Only option left. And we'll just jammer up the middle. Here's Don Dossel, takes his way downfield. Finally tackled into play by Tyler Schultz, the senior out of Wood River. A nice run there by John Dossel. First down, Hastings.
Well, and a good job by Dossel. The pocket broke down. He didn't try to jam one in there. He's already got one interception today. He sees a little bit of a gap. And Dossel, with good legs, has run for 357 on the season. Does a couple of good spin moves and picks up 13.
All right, here's Hastings with another running play as they go right at this Wesleyan defense as they move the ball down to the 35-yard line. Another nice gain there of about 8 yards. Zach Hoy into the stop for Nebraska Wesleyan. That was Blage again carrying the ball. He's had a good third quarter so far here in this drive. 8:28 to play in the third. Hastings trailing by the score of 10-7, but the Broncos are on the move. First down, actually second down now, at about 3 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Wesleyan 35. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal checking off here at the line of scrimmage as he looks to the far sideline. Got to Novicki out here to the left side. Nate Arnold out to the right. Keenan Belage in the backfield. They hand the ball away to Keenan. He slips her outside. Keenan is bent, and down he goes. Wrestled down, a yard loss in the play. Tackle is made in there by Zach Hoy again, the senior out of Waverly. It's a loss of a yard, and now Hastings looking at it. Another third down try here. Third down and about 4 yards to go from the Nebraska Wesleyan 36-yard line.
The Broncos have yet attempted to go to the air here in the third quarter. Everything's been on the ground, 6 carries, 45 yards, but that is much better than the 27 yards on 11 carries in that first half.
All right, Travis Brown now into the ball game as a wide receiver to the left side. Broncos will set up in the shotgun set here with Keenan Belage behind the quarterback and John Dosselin, and Beatty is lined up just to the left of him here in this set. Dossel wants to throw the ball to come with a blitz. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught there by Anstein right at the first down stakes. And I think they're going to be able to achieve the first down down there as the official comes in to spot the football. Yeah, they give him the 31-yard line. Seth Wardeen into the stop. That's a pass right across the middle to Anstein. They got the first down at the 31, and the Broncos will move to 6.
First down number 7, Zane Anstein. 3 receptions in the ball game, 64 yards. And we mentioned Zane was the leading receiver coming into the ball game with he was the second leading receiver with 216 yards. But, again, a good day for Zane, 64 yards.
Here's a play-action pass as Dossel wants to throw the ball. He's going to air it out down the right sideline. He's got a man out there. It is caught, but let's see. Is he out of the end zone? We got a penalty flag down. That's Travis Brown who catches the ball. But I think, number one, there was a penalty down there. Number two, I think he was out of bounds.
Boy, that was very close. Travis Brown, being aware of where the end line was, we're still waiting. I'm watching the replay board here. We're going to get a good look at this one.
So Travis Brown, I think, was out of the end zone, but I think he's also going to be ruled for interference down there in the corner of the end zone with a push-off down there. So they're going to bring this one back. The points do not go on the board. But the official is going to try to sort this baby out. It was at the 31-yard line was the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a pass interference call against Hastings. Pass interference call here on the Broncos on the Travis Brown downfield. They're going to bring the ball back to the 46-yard line. There's the replay up on the board as Travis Brown goes up. I didn't see the push-off. He did get both feet down.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did a nice job. And that's the bad thing about having a replay board in your stadium. You get the reaction of the crowd. Travis Brown got both feet down cleanly there. I didn't see the shove-off down there in the end zone, but they ruled Travis Brown guilty of pass interference down there. So it's going to bring up a first down and 26 now for the Broncos from the 46-yard line. Here's Dossel. He wants to throw the ball again. He's going to just throw the ball down. He didn't have anybody open, so he just grounds the ball there. He got outside the pocket and just threw that baby away. It's going to bring up second down and 26 yards to go. Yeah, Travis Brown was cleanly in bounds there. We could see it from here, Jimmy, on the replay board and did not see the shove off. Evidently, something happened before they really zeroed in. They're still showing it up there on the replay board. We'll take all those touchdowns. He's been in there about 10 times here. They're playing that over and over
again.
That
was incredible. I still, on that replay, did not see where the push off was. It doesn't matter. We're already a play deep past that one, and the Broncos got a second 25.
Here's Dossel. He wants to throw the ball again. The exact same play. He's got a man out there, and that ball is going to be caught down there at the 5-yard line. The ball is caught at the 5-yard line. That's Mike Novicki down there He goes up and climbs the ladder and outduels his man back there. Michael Nowicki makes the reception all the way down to the 5-yard line, and a nice catch there by Nowicki, the senior from Columbus Scotus. And now the Broncos have the football down here at the 4-yard line. John Dossel just throws it up there and lets a Michael Nowicki at 6'4" go up to grab it, and he did. Came down with a football and hangs on to it. Now the Broncos knocking on touchdown door. They've got a first down and goal down here at the Nebraska Wesleyan 4-yard line.
Down here at the Nebraska Wesleyan 4-yard line.
Here's a job off caught by Beatty.
Throws the ball, caught by Beatty.
Did he get into the end zone?
No, he's down to the 1-yard line.
He's down inside the 1-yard line.
Is the back there. Grabs the ball.
In fact, it is
between the goal line and the 1-yard line down here.
Bring up a second down and goal.
Bring up a second down and
goal from the one to Zach Beatty.
Pass there from Zach Beatty.
Again, another replay showing.
Zach got it out of bounds.
He's balanced right there. Out of bounds.
It was right there.
Get the ball over the pylon.
It was very close.
They give the ball like an anagon
here. Now they give the ball to Beatty here.
He goes straight ahead.
Did not really get in.
Now he's going to bring up a third down situation.
Prairie Wolves having a
Myers stays in there at quarterback.
Myers
stays in there at quarterback.
Back as the back.
Brian Brian down. John Belize brings him down.
Comes back
in there. Nails him there. Comes back in there.
Defensively, Brady's right there.
Rips him down. Wow, 25 yards.
Wow, John Belize almost decapitates the guy down there at 5'4". Had to adjust for the short staff. Big gap for Delbaugh. The last four carries for Delbaugh. -6 yards.
Stands in the side. Wide receivers all over the place. Second down and 20 on the snap. Second down and 1 yards to go. Myers lets it go. The ball goes. So out to the far side. It's an incomplete
pass thrown over there trying to get the ball.
Incomplete pass thrown over there trying to get the ball to Dalton. That was
too short by Ethan Myers.
A little bit too short by Ethan Myers.
It's going to bring up a third down.
Nebraska Wesleyan 14-10, trying to break a six-game losing streak here on the road that dates back to last season. Third down and 11 yards to go here for Nebraska Wesleyan from the shotgun. Here's Myers. He wants to throw the ball, stands in the pocket, pressure to him, and they get to him, and a penalty flag goes down. Chase Langenberg in there for Hastings College to knock him down. Also, Chad Hartman, the freshman out of Gibbon, Nebraska, in on the quarterback sack there for the Broncos. And a penalty flag is down. I think we're going to have a holding call in Nebraska Wesleyan.
I think so. Right in the area of a hold as the pocket broke down. Several Broncos in there folding the pocket up, and that's going to be the call, a holding call against Nebraska Wesleyan. So, boy, the Bronco defense, they have really cranked things up, the coaching staff, defensively and offensively here in this second half. The Broncos are going to force the Prairie Wolves into a punting situation. And look at the field position that Hastings College could get. Back deep is going to be Riley Nicola. And, oh, yeah, your all-due guy, Tyson Burrish, will also be back there to return this punt.
Ryan Beebe was the guy who was whistled for the hold back there. So it's fourth down and long. Fourth down, and Wesleyan will have to punt the football away from their own 21-yard line. Here's Vandenberg. He will get the ball away. Good high spiraling kick. This time, Riley Nicola is going to get a chance at things here at the 43. Back to the 45 to the 50. Inside Wesleyan territory. Down to the 48-yard line, and penalty flags go down. Riley lost his cap there, and a penalty flag goes down right along with it at the 48-yard line. And this one, let's see. We'll check out this penalty flag. If this goes against Wesleyan, maybe for a face mask or an illegal hit here, Hastings would get great field position with a 14-10 lead with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The officials are conferring here at the 48 of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, after, midway through the year, it was Fear the Beard. Well, the beard's much lighter nowadays. They've done a complete overhaul on Riley's hair. They've got him all shaved down tight. It's going to be a face mask against Nebraska Wesleyan. Yeah, Riley, after about a 9-yard return right up the middle of the field, somebody got a hand in there and just absolutely, and here's the replay. They ripped his helmet right off, bounced down to the turf. So Hastings College, with a touchdown on a nice, long, time-consuming drive, they are going to get the football in Nebraska Wesleyan territory down at the 33-yard line. Great starting spot here for the Broncos.
So a 15-yard penalty on a face mask on the punt return, and the Broncos again in great field position. Hastings moving from our right to our left here in Lincoln. We are in the third quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 14-10. John Dostal, your quarterback, stays in there. Dostal has got the ball, calls his own numbers. He goes straight ahead here as he takes it down to about the 31. So John Dostal from the spread set calls his own number here and takes the ball to the 31-yard line. A pickup of 2 yards in the play, second down and 8 yards to go. We're back into the blue and yellow category as Dave Camara, the co-offensive coordinator to our left, calling the plays here for Hastings College on second down. It's 7 yards to go from the 31.
I don't mean to ignore you, but I got to make sure my chance is available there if I get the point out of play as we go downfield again.
Here's a handoff to Keenan Balazs. He's at the 30-yard line, down to the 25-yard line. Keenan Balazs takes it down to the 25. May fell forward to the 24. Trent Friesen into the stop there. The senior transfer, a former Nebraska Omaha Maverick down there. He takes the ball down to about the 25-yard line. It is third down. Third down and a yard to go from the 25 of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings now with under 3 minutes to play here in quarter number three.
Balazs now 13 carries, 56 yards. The Broncos with 56 yards of rushing here in the third quarter on 10 carries. And my goodness, how many Nebraska Omaha transfers have we seen this year in the GPAC. They are just, once their football program went down, they really dispersed, and the GPAC got a lot of them.
Here's a Blas running the ball straight ahead. Blas only has to get to the 24. I think he made that as he's inching the ball down to the 22-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Brent Kotzer for Nebraska Wesleyan, the junior linebacker out of Ewing, Nebraska. They will move to six, first down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 23. Broncos can go to 6-4 after this one and improve on last year's 5-5 record under first-year head coach Tony Harper, and I think he's got this team pointed in the right direction. Hastings has been in most of the ball games here this year.
Well, I do, and we've got to interact with a few of the players, and, man, they all talk very highly of him. They respect him, and the coaching staff really like him, and that's good for recruiting.
First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff. Alex Romero is into the ball game now to the 20. He takes the ball to the 18-yard line. So Alex Romero is into the ball game now, a 5'8", 177-pound freshman out of Lincoln, getting a crack at things here as Kotzer again is into the stop there for Nebraska Wesleyan. But Alex Romero, who has been out for a couple of weeks, into the ball game now for Hastings. He moves the ball down to the 18-yard line. Had to deal with some family situations last week and missed the ball game at Northwestern, but he's seen some playing time now. He's our little version. He's not a big guy either. Alex Romero in the backfield here for Hastings. They fake the ball to him, and now Dosta wants to throw the ball, sprints out left side. His pass is going to be caught and then juggled here on the near sideline, incomplete. Trying to get the ball here to the near sideline. It was Mertens, I think, over here. Yeah, Tyler Mertens over here on the near sideline. Cannot make the catch, incomplete pass. Now Hastings will be looking at third down, 16 yards to go, as the ball is sitting on the 18-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan.
Dosto now 7 of 14, hitting on 50% of his passes for 171 yards in the ballgame. He does have one interception and got forced out of the pocket to the left side and wasn't able to get the football to Mertens.
All right, it's going to be Travis Brown split out to the left side down. In fact, four wide receivers out. Dosto's going to be sacked. Didn't have a chance. John Dosto is sacked back here at the 25-yard line as he is brought down into play. And now Hastings looking at fourth down and long. Tackle is made in there by number 19 for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. That is Sheldon Bowens. Sheldon Bowens gets the tackle there on the sack. And now coming into the ball game is going to be Lucas Tomlinson. This will be a 41-yard field goal try for Lucas Tomlinson. He had one blocked earlier today. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is certainly long enough. That is to the uprights. It is good. Lucas Tomlinson hits a 41-yard field goal for Hastings College. And with 46 seconds to play now, here in quarter number three, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College gets a 41-yard field goal there from Lucas Tomlinson, and he nails one. That's his first field goal for Hastings College this season. And the Broncos now have a 7-point lead, 17-10. Hastings has scored a couple of times here in the third quarter, scored in that touchdown from Tyson Bursch. And now they got a 41-yard field goal from Lucas Tomlinson. So it was a 10-7 ball game at halftime. And now Hastings College has got the lead in this one, 17-10. Here's the run back by Doba. He's at the 20 to the 25, spins away at the 30-yard line, dances away to the 34 to the 35. Finally brought down there. Tackle is made by Stuart Washington for Hastings on special teams. But Nebraska Wesleyan has the ball back again here. First down, 10 yards to go from the 35. The Hastings defense continues to be out there a long, long time. They spent a lot of time on the field there in the first half of play. In fact, Wesleyan had the ball in the first half. Look at that. 20 minutes and 44 seconds compared to 9:16 for Hastings in the first half. Very similar numbers here, Jimmy, in the third quarter.
Well, although they have done a great job defensively, only 24 yards of total offense here for Wesleyan in this third quarter.
There's a handoff straight up the gut. They bring it across the 35 out to about the 37. So a short pickup there as they move the ball from the 35 out to the 37-yard line. A pickup of two. It's going to bring up second down and 8 yards to go for Nebraska Wesleyan. Under 18 seconds to play.
Matt Franz and Stone College Tigers lead Concordia now 23-13. That in the third quarter. And Morningside making short work of Briarcliff. They lead the Chargers 44-0 midway through the third quarter.
Second down and 7. This will be the final play of the third quarter. Play action pass as Myers wants to throw, and he throws it into the Bronco bench. Myers throws the ball into the Bronco bench, being pursued there by John Malise defensively for Hastings College. And the third quarter has come to an end. Do we have a penalty flag out there or what? No, that's going to be the end of the third quarter as we will switch in. So three quarters in the books here this afternoon. Hastings just 15 minutes away from breaking a six-game losing streak on the road here this afternoon. We'll take a break. Three quarters in the books. The score, Hastings College 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Does your electric pivot have you going in circles with unexpected downtime and repairs? Switch to safe, reliable, proven hydrostatic pivot systems only available from TNL. With a TNL, you can irrigate with the same familiar hydraulic power that you use in your farming equipment every day. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Visit your TNL dealer or TNL's website today.
1230 KHAS.
Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Able Stadium in Lincoln. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 17-10. Wesleyan with the ball. It is third down and about 7 yards to go from their own 38-yard line. Wesleyan moving from our right to our left here in the fourth quarter. Myers wants to throw the ball down the right sideline. Incomplete. It is incomplete. Myers was decked on the play here, but he gets up. And now Wesleyan will have to punt the football away and fourth down and 7, and Hastings will get the ball back here in the fourth.
Well, at the halftime mark, Hastings College only with 146 yards of total offense. They have found life. Dave Kimura, I think it's my finger pointing over here at the offensive charts that has gotten the Broncos back in this. Hastings now with 253 yards of total offense. The Prairie Wolves with 254. They had 231 at halftime, so a good defensive stand there in the third quarter, and the Broncos lead this ballgame.
A high spiraling kick here is going to drive Tyson Burrish way back. It goes over his head. It goes into the end zone, and that's all she wrote there. Hastings will take the touchback, and the Broncos will start first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. So 14-43 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-10.
You mentioned that time of possession after the third quarter, 20 minutes and 44 seconds for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now it's 26-52, Prairie Wolves, and 18-08. For Hastings College, we'll look at some individual leaders quickly here. Keenan Balazs, 14 carries, 69 yards. Dostal officially, 169 yards. Leading receiver in the ball game, Mike Novicki, 2 catches and 63 yards. And Dostal in the pistol here for the Broncos.
Yeah, he stays in there. We saw one series of Matt Overmiller earlier today. We have not seen him since quarter number one. There's a handoff to Dostal is to go straight ahead here as he goes to the 23. So they run the pistol set there, and Dostal just calls his own number, brings the ball to the 23. It's going to bring up second down and 7 yards to go. I'm sure the Broncos like to keep the ball on the ground here as much as they can on this series and chew away at the clock. 17-10, Hastings College is out on top. Ball is now at the 23-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right. This is Brown coming over here to the right side. Novicki is over there to the left. We got Alex Romero is still in the backfield there with Hastings, and John Dostal is up under center. That's Keenan Balazs back there, and Balazs is going to get the handoff, and he's going to be upended right at the line of scrimmage. So last series was run by Alex Romero. That's a Keenan Balazs back in there for Hastings as he angles to the right side, and he is spilled at the 23-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Sheldon Bowens again, number 19, reserve linebacker, a sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. So third down and 7 yards to go. Nebraska Wesleyan trying to stop this potential drive here by Hastings and get back to into the ball game here. They're trailing by 17-10 as the play comes in off of the far sideline. Nate Arnold in slow in getting out there. He's going to be a wide receiver split out now. Third down and 7 yards to go. Quick throw out to the far side. It's caught at the 30. Brings the ball up to the 35-yard line and a first down. That's Kyle Bernstock in the ball game now for Hastings, who makes the reception out there and brings the ball up to the 34. First down, Tyler Schultz, the former Wood River Eagle, brings him down here for Nebraska Wesleyan. But a crucial first down there, the Broncos will maintain control. Clock continues to run. We're down to 13 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-10. Hand off to Keenan Blige, right up in the center of the field again, across the 35, out to the 37. This has turned into a good old slobber knocker here this afternoon. These two teams going at it like we have seen so many times in the past. Meeting for, what, the 97th or 98th time? 98th meeting here this afternoon. Second down and about 7 yards to go. Hastings has moved the ball out here to the 37. This drive started at the 20-yard line. John Dostal now checking the play card and the pistol set. Wide receivers left and right. Waiting for the snap here on second down and 7 yards to go. Broncos may be changing the play here at the line. Dostal waiting. Now he's got the ball. Hands it away. That's a Blige, and Blige is hit here. He gets back to the line of scrimmage maybe as he leans forward there. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan, and making the stop is Brent Kotzer, number 14, and also Nate Straley, number 42 on the play there for the Prairie Wolves. A gain of only about a yard, if that. We'll call it third down and still about 7 yards to go. Football is sitting at the 37.5-yard line of Hastings.
Well, when you talk about these two teams going at it each and every year, it's a defensive struggle. The last three meetings has been decided by four or less points, and neither team has scored more than 17 points in the last four meetings. The Broncos right at that mark at 17-10 right now.
Third down and 7 yards to go. Dostal throws the ball, and he is hit, and incomplete pass. Dostal is hit on the play as Nebraska Wesleyan comes with a blitz over here. They got to a John, and his pass was far short of his intended receiver because of the pressure, and Hastings lost the punt.
Well, and again, they had Anstein open across the middle of the field. Zane has had a good game, 3 catches, 64 yards. He was open in Nebraska Wesleyan territory, but again, Dostal with tremendous pressure had to roll to his back foot, wasn't able to get enough mustard under the football, and it'll be Mertens in to punt the football away for Hastings.
All right, Mertens has had a pretty good day as well for the Broncos as he stands here at his own 22-yard line, waiting for the snap. Here comes the pressure. They don't get to it. Mertens gets the ball away, fielded here at the 30-yard line. Stopley is hit, and the ball may have come loose down here at the 27-yard line, but he gets back on top of it. A big stack up, and Stopley gets back on top of it here at the 27-yard line. And that's where Nebraska Wesleyan will start this drive. First down and 10 yards to go. Stewart Washington down there for Hastings College, delivering the hit there for the Broncos.
37-yard punt by Mertens, and good coverage downfield for Hastings College. And again, with 11:29 left to go here, the Broncos with the lead 17-10. Nebraska Wesleyan will come out. Brian Keller giving them last-minute instructions, and they'll have it at the 27-yard line, first and 10.
That is the fifth punt of the afternoon for Tyler Mertens. We're in the fourth quarter, 11:29 to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 17-10. Here's Myers, rolls out to his left side. Myers holds it, now throws it. The ball's going to be caught here at the 40 and out of bounds. They get the ball over here to Matt Edwards, the big old tight end. He's out of bounds at the 40. Running him out over here was Indiana Jones for Hastings College. But that was a pickup from the 27 all the way out to the 40-yard line. A pickup of 13 yards in the play. The completed pass there to Matt Edwards.
Midland University now 28, Dakota Wesleyan 13. That is in the fourth quarter. Also another score in from Seward. It is Doan 30 and Concordia 13. That is in quarter number four as well.
First down, 10 yards to go here from Nebraska Wesleyan. Handoff here is going to go to Bryant, and Bryant is spilled by Tyson Bursch at the 41. Brother, that's Dustin Bryant with the ball. Dustin moved about a yard, if that, to the 41-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go. Tyson Bursch now in his final minutes as a Hastings College Bronco here, one of the seniors that will be going out after this ball game, the senior out of East Butler. Can we check his eligibility to see if he's got about three more years left, please?
Well, we would like to have him back some more. He's got a touchdown on a 97-yard kickoff return. He's got a 2-yard touchdown plunge, but Dave Camaro said he will not throw a pass in this ballgame.
Here's a handoff again as that baby goes straight ahead to the 42. So not much there. Tackle is made in there by Quincy Johnson. That's Nick Lovell carrying the ball there. Nick Lovell carrying the ball, the fullback, the freshman. Lovell is a freshman out of Yuma, Colorado. Had just 13 carries coming into the football game here this afternoon. Third down and 8 yards to go. The ball is now at the 42-yard line of Nebraska Wesleyan. Wide receivers left and right. Myers has got the ball, stands in the pocket, throws it near side. It's over the head of a couple of intended receivers over here. Both Edwards was over here, and also Tyfold was here. Ellenberg back here for Hastings defensively, and Garrett Griffith, who's back into the ball game after being shaken up earlier today. So now Wesleyan goes three plays and out. They'll have to punt the football away on fourth down and eight, and Hastings will get the ball back.
And I have to imagine a couple of receivers, one of them run the wrong route there as they were within a couple of yards of each other right in front of Brian Keller. And now it'll be Bush and Nicola back deep to receive this punt.
High kick here. Looking up is going to be Nicola. He's going to field the ball at the five-yard line. Spins away 6-7, and down he goes. So Nicola brings the ball back up to the 7-yard line, and now the Hastings College offense will be deep in her own territory here as they start this drive. That was a 56-yard punt and about a 4-yard return by Riley Nicola, and Hastings will have the ball. But way back in their own end of the field here, they'll spot the football at the 7-yard line with 9 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Wesleyan just looking for his stop here, and then he would get great field position coming back the other direction.
Well, Hastings has really been able to take the time of possession and put it heavily on their side in the third quarter. And just a doctor's order here of just a long time-consuming drive with 9:46 left to go.
Here's Keenan Blige. He goes straight ahead, and he's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. So the runner up the middle, and Keenan Blige is stacked up right at the 7-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan, and making the stop is Russell Walton again, the defensive lineman out of Franklin, Nebraska. No gain in the play, second down and 10 yards to go. How did he slip out of our hands anyway?
I don't know. I'm going to get that series going. The ones that got away, I wished I could. The Franklin Flyer, though, we're going to see him next year. He's only a junior. He's a good product for Brian Keller.
Second down and 10. Here's a pass to the near side. The ball is caught there by Travis Brown as he falls forward out to the 15-yard line. So a short little pass here from the 9 out to the 15-yard line. We'll give him 6 yards in the play. Now Hastings College looking at third down and 4 yards to go. Third down and 4. In fact, they're going to mark it shy of the 15. They're going to mark it right at the 14-yard line. So we'll pick up about 5 yards in the play. We'll call it third down and a short 5 here for the Broncos. Time is running. 8:49 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings College protecting a 17-10 lead here in this one. Wesleyan has not scored so far here in the second half. Broncos have scored 10 points. Dostal now from the pistol set. He backs up. He throws the ball across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it to Anstein. It's off of his fingertips at the 20. Back there in coverage was Tanner Smith, and the Broncos now go three plays and out. They'll have to punt the football away here. Now Nebraska Wesleyan did exactly what they wanted here, Jimmy. They hold the Broncos offense here. Now the Prairie Wolves are going to get great field position. Their return man is a Kurt Softley. He's back here at the 50-yard line. We need a big kick from Mertens.
Well, and you can bet that Wesleyan is going to dial up the pressure. They have been very close to getting to Mertens today on as far as blocking a punt, and Mertens will stand right at the goal line. So watch out here for the Prairie Wolves special teams.
Yeah, they got 10 guys on the line of scrimmage. Delbaugh, who's blocked a couple of kicks, is lined up clear to the right side, and here he comes. Here comes the pressure, and they don't get there. A pretty good kick. Softley comes up at the 49, signals for the fair catch, makes it. And now Nebraska Wesleyan, with 8 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, has got the football in Hastings College territory at the Bronco 49.
Plenty of time for Nebraska Wesleyan, and they have not been able to do a whole lot offensively here in this second half as far as passing yards go for the Prairie Wolves. 39 yards of passing for Myers here in the second half, and rushing, the rush defense for Hastings College has been great here in this second half. Only 2 yards on 8 carries, but they've got great field position here. They got it at the Bronco 48-yard line.
All right, clock is running at the 8:25 mark here as Ethan Myers backs up again. Here comes the pressure. Myers gets away, now throws the ball down the field. That ball is going to be caught, and it dropped out at the 15-yard line. That was a tie fold again down there. The Broncos had a couple of guys back there. Aaron Verlinde was one guy back there for Hastings College. Also, Kane Ellenberg, number 11, back there for the Broncos. Double coverage, but that was very, very close to coming down with a reception there as Dalton Tyfold climbs the ladder and nearly came down with that ball inside the 20-yard line of Hastings.
Oh, that Shelton Bulldog, he's had a big day. 4 catches, 52 yards. They try to go to him across the middle, 6'2" target. Wasn't able to haul it in double coverage.
Here's a pitch play now to a Delbaugh. That one is going to be stuffed. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and look at the white shirts over there right now for Hastings. Quincy Johnson over there. Melissa is over there. Langenberg is over there. Brings him down. It's a loss of 1 yard in the play. Back to the 49-yard line. And it's now actually they're going to give him the 48, so no gain in the play. Third down and 10 yards to go. Third and 10, we're at the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Hastings trying to hang on here this afternoon, 17-10 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Now the Prairie Wolves out here on a big third down situation. Third down and about 10 yards to go from the Hastings College 48. Myers in the shotgun set. Wide receivers, three of them split out to the right side. Myers backs up. Looking. There's a pass that's going to be thrown over there. Delbach can't come down with it, and it's an incomplete pass. That's a Alec Diffendaffer that got into a Delbach. The pass was a little bit behind Delbach coming out of the backfield. So Nebraska Wesleyan again goes three plays and out. And the Prairie Wolves really sputtering an offense here in the second half, Jimmy, against this Hastings College defense.
Well, the Prairie Wolves put up 231 yards of total offense. Since the halftime mark, 24 yards of total offense against this Bronco defense.
Here's a Vandenberg with a punt. It's going to bounce to the five-yard line. It's inside the five-yard line, and now they're going to try to down it down there. Did they get there? No, it's into the end zone. So he touched back, and Hastings College will have the ball first down. And 10 yards to go from their own 20. The last five possessions for Nebraska Wesleyan have all resulted in punts. The Hastings College defense is dialed in here this afternoon. Five straight punts on possessions for Nebraska Wesleyan here in this second half. And now the Broncos get the ball back, first down and 10 on the 20.
Well, we had anything less but two perfect quarters in the first half. We were hoping that the second half, the third and fourth quarter, would be much better. It has been, both offensively and defensively, for the Hastings Broncos.
All right, the Broncos are going to keep the ball on the ground here as they just go straight ahead. That's a Balazs as he brings the ball to about the 25. We'll give him 5 yards in the play. Now Hastings just needs a couple of first downs here. We're down to 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Broncos are looking for win number 48. In the all-time series, Hastings leading this series 47-43. There's been seven ties. Second down, 5 yards to go. Hastings now at the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Pistol set here for Dostal. He's got Balazs in the backfield. Waits for the snap. Dostal's going to run the ball himself. He's across the 25, comes out to the 29, to the 30-yard line, where the tackle is made in there by Brent Kotzer. For the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, a junior out of Ewing, Nebraska. Now Hastings looking at third down. Third down and about a yard to go from the Nebraska Wesleyan 29-yard line.
I was just looking to see what Kotzer, he is a junior as well. So we got that animal on the right side. And Russell Wilson, he's a junior at 225. And also Kotzer, they have been in a slug of tackles.
There's a quarterback sneak now by Dostal. And he should have the first down as he inches the ball across the 30-yard line. So John Dostal brings it across the 30 for the first down. The Broncos will move the chains. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game, also our coach's post-game show. Then Tyson will be back with Eye on Sports, all those scores from across the nation and across the GPAC here this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS.
Now, here's a GPAC score for you. It was a Dort that were putting up the flags, maybe an upset alert there. Now, the Red Raiders aren't allowing it going to happen. It is Northwestern 45 now, and the Dort Defenders 21. That is late in the third quarter.
All right, so first down and 10 here. For Hastings College, now under 6 minutes to go. Pitch back comes to Balazs, gets outside. He's at the 35 to the 40, and he's knocked out of bounds over here. Balazs is knocked down at the 42 or 43-yard line. Seth Wardine, the freshman out of Grand Island Central Catholic, gets a few words there right in the face of Keenan Balazs. Wardine, the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader, mixing it up there with Keenan Balazs after Keenan picks up the first down. The Broncos have moved the ball out here to the 43-yard line, and they get a fresh set of downs. First down and 10 for Hastings College.
That is 79 yards now on 20 totes for Balazs in the ball game. And Hastings College, since that sluggish first half, they have 87 yards on 21 carries here in the second half.
Doing exactly what they have to do to win this football game here this afternoon. There's a handoff to Balazs. He's going to be wrapped up and thrown down by big old Josh Knight up there. He's a senior out of Central City, Nebraska. He's not missed too many buffet meals. 6'3" and 260 pounds up there. Defensive tackle for the Prairie Wolves. Second down and 10. No gain in that last play. Keep our eyes on the clock. We're down to 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play here. Hastings College protecting a 17-10 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball on their own 43. Wide receivers left and right. Dostal is in the pistol set again. As he waits for the snap, Dostal has got it. He hands the ball away across the 45, still on his feet out to the 47-yard line. That's Alex Romero, who's into the ball game now as he brings the ball to the 47. Tackle is made in there again by Brent Kotzer. So Romero is into the ball game, getting a couple of snaps here for this Hastings College offense. Again, Romero is a a Lincoln native here, so maybe some family and friends in the stands here today watching Alex as he returns back to Lincoln, Capital City. Third down now for the Broncos. Third down and 5 yards to go. Ball is sitting at the 47-yard line of Hastings. Burns Brock is your wide receiver split out to the left side. In fact, four wideouts will be out on this pass pattern here for Hastings as Dossel drops back to throw. He steps up. He's going to air it down the right sideline. Travis Brown is out here and can't make the catch. Travis Brown was down here. He went stride for stride with his defensive back for Nebraska Wesleyan. Back there for the Prairie Wolves was Taylor Gunther, a sophomore out of Waverly, Nebraska. As the Broncos go deep down the right sideline and could not catch the Prairie Wolves asleep there. Now Hastings College will have to punt the football away. That was a fourth down, actually a third down and five situation. They decided to go deep down the right sideline. It did not work. And now Hastings forced to punt the football away here on fourth down and five.
Well, and Gunther and Brown doing some hand checking down at about the 20-yard line on that pattern. And Brown just not able to get to the football. And Merton's in to punt the football away again for Hastings.
So the Bronco defense will have to hang tough. And now there's the snap. But we got a penalty flag. They're going to blow this baby dead. Probably Hastings on an illegal procedure here as they blow the play dead. It's going to cost Hastings 5 yards. I've not seen a whole lot of penalties in this ball game today. Hastings has been penalized six times for 59 yards through three quarters. This one will go on Hastings. Illegal procedure, 5 yards. That's going to bring the ball back to the 42. We're down to 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings with a seven-point lead at 17-10, but Nebraska Wesleyan is going to get the ball back here. Here's Merton's kick, high in the air, softly signals for the fair catch. It bounces here at the 15-yard line. It takes a Nebraska Wesleyan bounce out here to the 20, and the Broncos will down the football right there at the 20-yard line. So now the Prairie Wolves will have to go 80 yards here, Jimmy, 80 yards in 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Both teams with three timeouts left here in the second half of play. So the Bronco defense out on the field now, they're trying to stop a potential game-tying drive here by Nebraska Wesleyan.
Now, Nebraska Wesleyan only with 39 total yards of offense here in the second half. You know, Tony Harper and the boys have dialed up the pressure and have really been able to play a tough half of football defensively. But they're going to have to not fall asleep here. A couple of wide receivers out the left side, two to the right as Myers in the pistol.
All right, he's going to throw the football. He's got a lot of time, and now it's going to break down. He's going to run to the near sideline. He throws it. The ball is going to be caught here right on the sideline and out of bounds. Nope, he was out of bounds. He did not get his feet down. That's a tie fold. He caught the ball, but the official's right there. He was pushed out of bounds by Hastings College. And back there for the Broncos was Garrett Griffith. Garrett Griffith defending there, the cornerback here on this right side. He was shaken up early in the ball game, but Trainer Mel gets him back out there, and Griffith did not miss a whole lot of playing time by the Hastings College defense. Second down, Allen, 10 yards to go. Wesleyan with the ball on their own 20. We're down to 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play now here in this fourth quarter.
Trader Mel has done a pretty good job. She's going to have to punch the overtime clock. The only guy she has not gotten back out there is Tanner Paxton. He does have his shoulder pads off on the far sidelines.
All right, second down and 10 yards to go from the 20. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will call the timeout. So the Prairie Wolves want to talk things over here. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings trying to wrap up a win here this afternoon. It'll be a big monkey off of the back of head coach Tony Harper to deal with during the offseason and probably a spring football practice and preseason football practice next year. Get a road win. Break a six-game losing streak on the road here this afternoon. Hastings with a 17-10 lead. As Nebraska Wesleyan called that timeout, so they've got two left. They're looking at second down and 10 yards to go from their 20-yard line. Wide receivers will go left and right. Ethan Myers has went all the way at quarterback here this afternoon for the Prairie Wolves. Stands in the gun, option play. He's going to run it himself. He's across the 20. He's tripped up at the 22-yard line. tripped up from behind. That's Riley Nikla coming around to make the stop there for Hastings. Chase Langenberg also got a hand in there. So it's going to bring up a third down and seven situation. That's Ethan Myers carrying the ball for about 3 yards in the quarterback option.
Boy, now you see a sense of urgency for Nebraska Wesleyan. They are very, very quick to the line of scrimmage.
Myers is going to back up again. He's going to crank it up, throw the ball down the right sideline, and the ball's going to be tipped away at the last second. Nice job there by Aaron Verlinde. Gets a hand in there for the Broncos. They try to take it down the right sideline to Joe Manley. And a great play there by Aaron Verlinde, the senior out of Phoenix, Arizona. And now Nebraska Wesleyan looking at fourth down. Fourth down and 7 yards to go from the 23-yard line with 3:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. And the Prairie Wolves will punt the football away.
Boy, and Verlinde playing center field back there. Came from the left hash. Had to make a long ways to get to that football. Zach Carlton was on coverage, but a good play by Verlinde, and it'll be Nikola back deep to return this punt.
All right, Riley watches the bounce, and it gets by him here across the 25, across the 20, across the 15, 10, 5, and it's going to roll dead down there at about the 6-yard line. So it's going to roll dead at the 6-yard line, and now Hastings College is going to have to get a couple of first downs here to soak this baby up. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. How's this for a kick? 74 yards on the kick there by Kelby Vandenberg. That's just what Nebraska Wesleyan needed. Now they're going to try to pin the Broncos back deep here. They've got two timeouts to work with. Wesleyan is hoping to get the ball back. If you're Hastings College, you need a couple of first downs down here.
Boy, and a mistake by Riley Nikola. He was standing at about the 25, 26-yard line and just elected to let that ball fall to the turf. You need to make the fair catch there so you're not pinned against the goal line, and that's where they are. Hastings College with the ball right about the 1-yard line.
So Dostal is up under center. He's going to hand the ball away there to Beatty, the big old fullback, as he rumbles for about a yard. Comes back here and takes the ball out to about the 3-yard line. So Zach Beatty gets the carry there. Clock is running. We're down to 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. I'm sure if Hastings gets to a third down here, Wesleyan would burn one of their timeouts and maybe burn another one as they get ready to punt the football away to try to conserve some time. Wesleyan would get great field position if they can go three plays and out right here on Hastings. Broncos pick up only about a half a yard in that last play. The ball is resting between the 2 and the 3-yard line. Dostal is up under center, hands the ball away to Beatty, same play as they get the ball to about the 5. And now the Broncos looking at third down, and now Wesleyan will call that timeout. Wesleyan will call the timeout here. Hastings will be looking at third down at about 8 yards to go from their own 5-yard line when we come back. We'll take a break. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the football game. It's Hastings 17 and Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College trailed at halftime by the score of 10-7. The Broncos scoring a touchdown and a field goal in quarter number 3 to go out on top 17-10. And now hanging on down the stretch here, it is third down at about 6 yards to go. The ball is at the 5-yard line. That's the Hastings 5. Nebraska Wesleyan now with one timeout left. And I'm sure if they stop him right here, this is a big turning point right here in the ballgame. If Hastings can pick up a first down, that'll be just about it, as they would be able to run out the clock. So it's third down and 6 yards to go. Hastings with a ball on their own 5-yard line. And Dostal will be in the pistol set, wide receivers left and right. So Dostal on third down and 6, a low snap. Dostal pulls it down, and the pass is incomplete. Taking it to the far sideline to a Novicki. That ball was thrown way off the mark. Hastings College will have to punt on fourth down and 5. From their own 5-yard line, and Nebraska Wesleyan is going to get great field position. They need a touchdown to tie this ball game up with 2:08 to play.
Well, and remember, this was all set up on that 74-yard punt. They got a ball down at the 1-yard line. Now Tyler Mertens, and they will dial pressure up here. There'll be 10 guys on the line of scrimmage as Mertens will try to get this off. His back is at the end line.
All right, this team knows how to block punts. As they're going to come with the pressure right now. Here they come. They can't get there. Mertens gets the kick away. Sopley signals for the fair catch, and he makes it at the 40-yard line. And Nebraska Wesleyan will now have to go just 40 yards to tie up the ball game with 2:01 remaining. They have one timeout left.
37-yard kick by Mertens from his from the back end line. And again, the Hastings College defense has been exceptional here in this fourth quarter. They have dialed up a lot of pressure, but this is the drive. They're going to have their hands full at the just shy of the two-minute warning. We're at 2:01. The Wolves will trot out on the field, and this will be the probably the last drive of the ball game here. Broncos need a big stop.
All right, so 2:01 to play. Wesleyan will send four wide receivers out, two to the left, two to the right. First down and 10 from the Hastings College 40-yard line in a 17-10 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Here's Myers with the ball. Here comes the pressure. Myers steps up. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught down here at the Hastings College 23. It is caught down there by Joe Manley. They move the ball from the 40 down to the 23-yard line. A pickup of 17 yards on the play. A minute and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. 17-10. Hastings out on top by 7, but now the Prairie Wolves driving here. Ethan Myers with the ball. He backs up. He's got time. Myers now scrambling to his left. Throws the ball. It's caught again down at the 20-yard line of Hastings College. Stepping out of bounds is going to be Jordan Delbaugh for Nebraska Wesleyan. They're going to spot the football down around the inside the 20-yard line. They're going to say he went out of bounds down here at the 18. That was a pickup of about 6 yards in a play. Second down and 4 yards to go. A minute and 43 seconds to play now. Here in the fourth quarter, Ethan Myers in the shotgun set. Myers has got the ball. Myers throws it. It's going to be intercepted. It is intercepted by Hastings down at the 5-yard line. Intercepted by Indiana Jones. And the Broncos have the football with a minute and 39 seconds to play. The ball thrown right in the middle of the field. Indiana Jones gets the interception. That is interception number one on the season for the product out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And what a fitting way you go out as a senior. You get a big, big interception for your Hastings College defense.
Well, the gold-helmeted Jones from yesterday's practice comes up with a big, big play. The intended receiver was Manley, number 5. He was down inside the 5-yard line. But again, Indiana Jones just jumps the pass route, read the eyeballs of the quarterback, Ethan Myers, and comes up with a big interception at the 5-yard line. So now a 1:39 left to go. Hastings College just has to run these precious seconds off.
Here's a Keenan Blige. He goes straight ahead. He gets a couple of yards. So Indiana Jones gets a big, big interception here for Hastings with a minute and 39 seconds away. And now Wesleyan will burn their final timeout. 1:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings has the lead in the ball game being played on the road this afternoon. 1:35 to go in the ball game. Hastings 17, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, all the Broncos have to do is run a minute and 35 seconds off of the clock. Hastings would finish 6-4 with a win here this afternoon. They would go to 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and finish in the upper half of the GPAC this year. And a first good step for first-year head coach Tony Harper and his coaching staff. Second down now for the Broncos. Second down and 5 yards to go. The ball is pushed out here to the 10-yard line. After Indiana Jones gets a huge interception for the Hastings College defense's first interception of the season. There's a pitch play now to a Blige. Blige angles off on the right side across the 10, out to the 11 or 12-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Nebraska Wesleyan on defense. Sliding over there for Wesleyan on the play was Tanner Smith, who's into the ball game now. Tanner Smith is a reserve linebacker there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It is third down for Hastings, and about 3 yards to go. The football pushed out here to the 12-yard line.
Hastings College not rushing anything right now, taking all the time in the huddle as the 25-second clock is down inside 10 seconds. Game clock inside a minute at 54. Balazs now 85 yards on 23 carries.
Here's a Dostal hands the ball away again to Balazs across the 15-yard line out to the 16, and that'll just about do it right here. That's a first down. And the Broncos are going to win the ball game. The Lions picks up a first down as he brings the ball out to the 16. Wesleyan cannot stop the clock. They are out of timeouts. And Hastings going to win the football game here this afternoon by the score of 17-10 as the offensive and defensive coach is going to pack up and head down to the field for, I'm sure, a celebration as Hastings College is going to pick up a road win here this afternoon. Unbelievable. The monkey is off of the back of head coach Tony Harper and the Broncos. They pick up a road win. They break a six-game losing streak on the road this afternoon. John Dostal will take a knee, and Hastings College is going to win their final ball game of the 2011 season as the teams are heading to the center of the field here this afternoon. So Hastings College picks up the win this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan, 17-10.
Big, deep sigh of relief over here for the coaching staff, Dave Kamara, and the staff over to the left of us as they finally get a road win. That monkey is now caged up. Keep him away from the Hastings College Broncos for next year. But I'm going to put this jacket. I went with the light look today, the lighter colors. I'm going to put this in the closet. As first time brought out all year, the Broncos get a road win and a much-needed one to end the season.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 17-10. We'll come back and recap this one for you after this.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
You are listening to Hastings College Football here on 1230 KJS.
All right, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 17-10. The final score over Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll total up the numbers for you. Coming up, we've got the player of the game and also our coach's post-game show. Then Tyson will be back in the KHAS Sports Studios. Get you up to date on all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today. Didn't take long for Hastings to get on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Tyson Burrish returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown. Hastings College has the PAT, and with 14:45 to play in the first quarter, Hastings led by a score of 7-0. Nebraska Wesleyan comes back on their first drive of the ball game. They go 10 plays and 61 yards. They get a 27-yard field goal from Steven Anderson to go out. Hastings still leading in that part of the ball game by a score of 7-3. The Broncos then commit some mistakes on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan was driving. They had a personal foul thrown in there. Then a roughing the kicker call and a field goal attempt gave Nebraska Wesleyan a new life. Eventually, they got down to the 9-yard line where they handed the ball away to Jordan Delbaugh, and he took it in there for the touchdown. So after the PAT, it was 10-7. That's the way the first half ended, and that's been all the scoring for Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game because Hastings came back on their first drive of the third quarter of play, 13 plays and 82 yards on the drive, a 2-yard touchdown from Tyson Burrish. Yeah, Burrish scoring on the offensive side of things. He got the point after touchdown as well, was in there. The series was set up by a nice 41-yard pass play from John Dostal to Mike Novicki that got him down in the inside the red zone. And then Tyson Burrish finished things off with a 2-yard touchdown to make it 14-10. Hastings adding a 41-yard field goal with 46 seconds to play in the third to make it 17-10. Wesleyan had one last chance here at the end of the ball game with under 2 minutes to play, but Indiana Jones picks off a pass down inside the 20-yard line for Hastings College, and the Broncos able to run out the clock, and the Broncos get out of here with a 17-10 win over Nebraska Wesleyan.
Well, the Broncos send out 25 seniors here on the final game that they will suit up for the Broncos in their career. But after a couple of bad quarters, Hastings College with only 146 yards offense at halftime, they really cranked things up offensively and defensively. We got the reversal usually two good quarters to start the game, two bad to end, but they roll it around. They have two good quarters to end this football game and put up some good numbers. We look at Nebraska Wesleyan officially in the football game. The Prairie Wolves with 18 first downs. They rushed the ball 44 times for 135 yards in the contest. Ethan Myers today was 16 of 33, one interception, and 160 yards in the afternoon. So 77 offensive plays for the Wolves, 295 yards of total offense. And as we've seen Wesleyan at halftime with only 231, so Hastings College really cranked it up defensively in that second half. Couple other numbers of note here. Penalties in the ball game for the Wolves, 4 penalties, 49 yards. Time of possession, which was heavily on the side of Nebraska Wesleyan in that first half, they end up with 31-08 in the ball game. We look at the leading rusher in the ball game today for Nebraska Wesleyan. It was Jordan Delbaugh, the little guy, 22 carries, 64 yards, one touchdown. Ethan Myers had 9 carries, 36 yards. Nick Lavelle, 4 carries, 21 yards. And Dustin Bryant, 9 carries and 14 yards. Receiving the football today, Dylan Teifalt, 4 receptions, 52 yards today. Matt Edwards, 4 catches as well, 40 yards. Jordan Delbaugh out of the backfield, 4 catches, 17 yards. And Joe Manley, 2 catches and 32 yards. On the side of the victorious Hastings College Broncos today, they had 13 first downs in the ball game, 42 carries for the Broncos for 133 yards. John Dostal ends the day 10 of 21, one interception, 186 yards. So the Broncos with 63 offensive plays, 319 total yards. Time of possession today, 28:52 for Hastings College. They had 7 penalties for 64 yards. Individual numbers, Keenan Balaj, he ends the season, well, actually the game, 23 carries, 100 yards for Balaj. He ends the season, 206 carries, 808 yards and 5 touchdowns in relieving the injured Dalton Seeley. He's kind of been the guy we haven't mentioned since the very first game when he went down with that knee injury, but I know that Dalton's healing well, was able to talk to him here a few weeks ago, and he's going to be ready to go bigger, faster, stronger for next year. John Dostal, 9 carries, 26 yards. Alex Romero, 3 rushes, 9 yards. Receiving the ball today, Zane Anstein, 3 catches, 60 yards. Mike Novicki, 2 catches, 63. Zach Beatty, 2 for 44, and Kyle Bernstrock, 1 for 11. We see Tyler Mertens, a lot of punts today, 8. He averaged 31.1. He had a long of 47. Punt returns, Riley Nicola, 4 for 43. And kick returns, I don't know what has happened to our man. They've taken him off officially, but he had a 97-yarder to start the ball game. Tyson Bursch, also a 2-yard plunge. Hats off. Congratulations to Hastings College. They finally get a road win.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan by the final score of 17-10. Stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHIS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHIS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 17-10. The Broncos will wrap up the season 6 wins and 4 losses. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. A lot of stars in the ball game today for Hastings offensively, defensively, on special teams. We'll come back and hand out the hardware as our Bronco football coverage continues after this.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College on offense is going to be Keenan Blige. He was the workhorse for the Hastings College offense again. 23 carries and 100 yards for Keenan Blige. Defensively, we've got Indiana Jones. He came up with 12 tackles today for Hastings. Got that key interception with a minute and 39 seconds to go to preserve the win. Then the special teams player of the day today is going to be a Tyson Burrish. Tyson returns the opening kickoff, 97 yards for a touchdown today. Also installed as a running back in there and got a 2-yard touchdown plunge. So the special teams slash utility player of the game today will be Tyson Burrish. So Tyson and Indiana Jones and Keenan Blige are players of the game today as Hastings College knocks off the Prairie Wolves from Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 17-10. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
And we're back at Able Stadium in Lincoln here this afternoon. Hastings College picks up a win by the score of 17-10 as Hastings College head coach Tony Harper joins us on the pregame show. The monkey is off of the back, my man. Congratulations. A road win here today and a pretty good football game.
I tell you what, the kids played hard. We broke the road woes. You know, we broke the white-on-white curse. The kids played hard. Coach hard. It's a great game.
Yeah, I forgot about the white-on-white. We brought it up a couple of times, but that monkey is off your back. We might go back to these uniforms again, huh?
Well, I'm colorblind, so I really don't know what we're wearing half the time anyway. So,
talk about the football game. It was maybe completely different from the preceding road games. We played a pretty good second half and maybe a shaky first half today.
Yeah, in the first half, kind of what had happened, they came out, they established the tempo. You know, they got those three big turnovers and were able to convert it into points and stuff. And, you know, we answered the bell at times. We had that blocked PA or field goal going in at half. So we made a lot of mental mistakes first half, and the kids came in at halftime, got regrouped.
Tell you what, defensively, really got regrouped. That's halftime. You allowed only 44 total yards for Nebraska Wesleyan in the second half.
I'll tell you what, Coach Westfall and Coach Brown did a great job rotating their guys. They changed up the calls a lot. You know, it's kind of the tale of two halves. You know, this first half we wanted to do this, this, and this, and they kind of caught us off guard. Second half, Coach Westfall, Coach Brown decided to go back to running our stuff, and it worked pretty well.
Opening kickoff today, Tyson Burrish goes 97 yards and really got the momentum swung to your side. That was you always like to take those opening kickoffs for touchdowns. Offense wasn't even on the field yet, and you guys had a 7-0 lead.
I know. He tiptoed it down here pretty good. That was pretty athletic by him. But you know, the thing that happened right there is there's great blocking from Kane Ellenberg and Stuart Washington, and Sonny Monroe had a couple good blocks right there. So, but he just caught it and went, and that's what you got to do.
Okay, Hastings College went to here this afternoon, 17-10. over in Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
So, again, Hastings College had 319 yards of total offense in the ball game today, 133 yards on the ground, 186 yards passing the ball. John Dostal just managed the game here today, Coach, for you. 10 out of 21 throwing the ball. Did have one interception, but 186 yards in the ball game today.
You know, Johnny did what we expected him to do, manage the game, like you said. He ran the ball pretty good at times. You know, John is kind of a dual threat. You know, people are starting to kind of key on him and do a couple things like that. But Johnny did a good job. You know, we missed a three-step play over here early in the second half, but he came back and hit one later on, which was a good play. So John did good today.
Kenan Blige, 23 carries, got him to the 100-yard mark again. I know that's always got to bring a smile to your face.
I tell you what, that boy, he's just running hard, man. Kenan is a great kid, and I'm so happy for him. I mean, he hits that hole. He gets north and south, and he put his head down a couple times. It was great to see him rebound from that fumble. I mean, on that fumble, he had gained 7 yards. But Keenan's such a great kid, he didn't hang his head. And, you know, credit to the offensive line and Joe Holzclaw with coaching those guys. He had patchwork offensive line with a couple of injuries, and those guys did good too.
Yeah, had a couple of big plays that resulted in fumbles at the end of plays. Had one of your bigger plays in the first half with a pass to Zane Anstein, who copped up the ball after a 41-yard gain. So both of those guys rebounded well for you.
They really did. And the thing is with Zane, and I caught him, you know, they Nebraska Wesleyan, to their credit, did a great job stripping him. And, you know, they fought for it. They got the ball. Zane was pretty upset with himself because, you know, he let one get away. But I talked to him right after it happened. I go, Zane, man, that stuff's happened. You got to rebound to it. And to Zane's credit, short-term memory came out and blocked exceptionally well.
Talk about the offense in the second half. We change anything there, or just get more into flow, or what's going on there?
No. Joe Holzclaw, Dave Kamara, and Coach McCauley did a great job going back to what we wanted to do in the first half. But when you have three turnovers, you know, it doesn't matter how many points you're scoring, something's happening right there. So we held on to the ball, and the turnovers have been a big thing this year for us. When we have a lot of them, we can't rebound from them. And this time we finally did. You know, we did a little bit more three-step. We ran the quarterback power a little bit more in the second half, but that's really the only adjustments they made.
Hastings College again getting out of here with a 17-10 victory over Nebraska Wesleyan. You scored 10 points for once in the second half in the third quarter. That was good to see. And then had to have a big defensive stand there late in the ball game. Wesleyan got great field position with driving the ball toward the Hastings goal line when Indiana Jones got a big pick down there for you.
You know, he's been here for 4 years, been a 4-year starter for us, and I think every time we do ball drill during the week for practice, he's always dropping the balls. So he had made it a point to come over to sign and say, Coach, I finally got one for you. But that was a great drop on Indy's part, you know, and it was good from the secondary because they stayed over the top of everything and took some of their dig and choices away.
So Hastings going to finish the season at 6-4, a lot better than 5-5. May not sound like much of an improvement, Coach, but 6-4 sounds a whole lot better going into the offseason.
Well, it really does. You know, if you look at everything with what we've been through this season, the kids did a great job rebounding. The coaches did a great job getting people in the right position to make plays. And, you know, you hate to say this, we were 5-5 last year, we're 6-4 this year. That's a little bit better. It lets us go out. We're a little bit more credible recruiting. But the bottom line is we got to continue to do things the right way on and off the field and find those guys that want to do that. But I want to give a lot of credit to this senior class. They did a heck of a job their 4 years here.
And Hastings College winning this afternoon by a score of 17-10. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with the coach, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan, 17-10. Hastings finishes 6-4 in the season. Now, really, the big work starts here, Coach, with the recruiting process and things like that. I know you guys will get out on the road soon and look for some more guys to replace the guys we're going to lose here. What's the main priorities for us going into the offseason?
The guys with the right attitude and the right effort. Those are the guys that we want, the guys that want to be at Hastings College and Hastings, Nebraska, and be part of the community and do things the right way. And again, these seniors that we had, they've really set the legacy this year. We got to continue to our juniors now become seniors and go recruit the right guys. They're going to make all of our alumni happy, the Susies, the Bumgarners, you know, Moody's, all those guys, because we want to continue to get better and build on what they started.
Is there a position that we're going to go after during the offseason? Is there one thing that we have to go after?
Oh, yeah. We graduated four of our five starting linebackers, and all of them are four-year starters, so that'll be a little tough. We got to find some linebackers there. We got a couple guys coming back there, freshmen and sophomores. You know, you lose Tommy Van Hout and Jesus Uribe on the offensive line. Those two guys really came in their own this year with Coach Holzclaw and Coach Kamara with the receivers, losing Mike Novicki and Travis Brown. We're going to have to go get some big, tall guys to fit those holes. So it's a normal thing in college. We graduate in a great, talented group that's meant a lot to us. We just got to go find guys that can fit those roles and do what we ask them.
I've not talked a whole lot about that offensive line, but I'll tell you what, they have done the job all season long. Those guys have stayed together, I think, most of the season, with the one exception there at left tackle, but that's one of the keys we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but those guys just kind of hang in there.
They really do, and they enjoy playing together. You look at them, even when we turn the ball over, those crazy guys are coming over there talking and being upbeat and everything like that. And I want to be like, oh, man, come on, let's go. But they got such a great effort or a great attitude, and that's a direct correlation to Coach Holzclaw and what he does. But those are good kids that have worked hard, and I really think they're one of the top two or three in the entire conference.
So Hastings College making a jump here, and now I guess, like you said, the off-season starts, and you guys will get back to work at spring football practice next year, and we'll retool and get ready for the 2012 season next year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're on the road. I'm on the road Tuesday recruiting, so it's a never-ending deal. We just want to find the right guys, keep getting better.
All right, been a pleasure. First year, bud. Keep it going in the right direction.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for doing
this. Thanks. That's Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it here this afternoon. Hastings finishes the season at 6 wins and 4 losses. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan here this afternoon in Lincoln by the score of 17-10. Come back and get a final word. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Hastings 6-4, 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will finish in the upper half of the division here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, picking up wins over all the NIAC teams. That will start to work in some of those other teams in the conference next year, and hopefully maybe make a run next year for the GPAC title. And their second-year head coach, Tony Harper. The Broncos coming up with a big day today, beating Nebraska Wesleyan on a score of 17-10, holding the Prairie Wolves to only 44 total yards in the second half today. Hastings ends up with 319 total yards, 295 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Keenan Blas, 23 carries, 100 yards for Hastings. John Dostal, 10 of 21 for 186 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Leading receiver was Zane Anstein. He had 3 catches today for 60 yards as the Broncos win it here this afternoon over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 17-10. And that will put a wraps on the 2011 Hastings College football season for us here in Lincoln, with Hastings picking up a win.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity again to come along. We did a full slate of high school games and all of the Bronco games. Had a couple of stumbles along the way, Hastings College-wise, but again, a great season, a great way to end. It ought to give them a good jump start on the recruiting trail. But again, appreciate coming along again. We still haven't figured out how many years it's going to be, and next year it'll be, I don't know, 10, 11, 12.
Someday you might celebrate your diamond anniversary or something.
Well, I'll be waiting for the ring. But no, it's been a pleasure and a lot of fun to come along, and we'll look forward to doing her again next year.
Again, Hastings College wins it this afternoon by the score of 17-10. Stick around. We've got more to come. Tyson Abronik has been busy all day long back at the KHAS Sports Studios. He's got all those scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference and across the nation today with Eye on Sports. It's coming up next. That'll do it from the broadcast booth here in Lincoln. For Gene Shaw, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Our Bronco football coverage continues with